the cold adult beverage. So cold they're illegal. Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light, MGD. Drink early and often. Hydrate or die.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast. This is going to be episode number 43. Today in Hi, Jinx and Sue master headquarters, we've got myself, Joel, from HiJinxandSue.com. Across from me, Ilivorio.
You motherfucking cocksuckers.
And next to him, I'm assuming we'll have a similar horrible clip played afterward. Her name is Denise.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
That's pretty good. Hey, guys.
And so, not across from Denise is not Josh.
We have producer cat in his stead.
There is a cat where Josh would normally be. He's probably going to show up. I say that probably with a pound of salt. He left the office probably 20 minutes ago, so I'm guessing he is deciding on Wendy's or Taco Bell at this point.
I would put $2 on Taco Bell.
He really doesn't come here with Wendy's that often.
No. I'm trying to think. Ever. It's either that or pizza. Well, no, he's never come with pizza.
Oh, give me the long shot with Whataburger.
There isn't one.
There's one near the office, though.
He wouldn't do that. He'll wait until
he got all the way
here. Mm-mm. He's going to want it hot when he gets here, right, so he cannot be on the first 15 minutes of the time that he's actually here.
Let me think.
He'll be eating. This is Josh for the first 15 minutes of every podcast, and I don't mean the first 15 of the actual show, but the first 15 after he gets here 30 minutes late.
All right, well,
is this. So, Josh, what do you think about... Oh, God. Oh, hang on. I'm eating tacos. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Then give me the 100-to-1 long shot of McDonald's.
Okay. That's never going to happen. Those odds would pay out great, though.
Yeah.
Everything else had been hit by a comet. Today on Hijinks the Sue Podcast, we're going to do This Week in Internet and talk about cashforgold.com. If you're sick of all that gold taking up all that space in your house and how they're trying to fuck you, talk about Apple's lawsuits over performance on the iPhone. All kinds of movies are getting made. Masters of the Universe. We got a whole thing in the middle of Top Explode about movies that I can't even believe are being made. The A-Team. Machete.
What? Machete's being made?
Hang on, we'll talk about it.
So happy.
All kinds of stuff. Robert Rodriguez rebooting Predator.
Better luck next time.
What? And in the mail sack, we'll do your questions. And then tonight on the post show, for those of you subscribed to vault.hijinxandsue.com or who have made a donation, you're going to get to hear our take on the top 10 worst movie edits for TV, such as, you know, Nickel Flipper instead of Motherfucker and that kind of shit.
Oh, that one's so good.
And we're going to actually go over your recommendations for the best I'm a badass and I must kill everyone until I am the last one standing movies, such as today's topic, which was Taken with Liam Neeson. And then Josh will get here at some point, and then, you know, whatever, life goes on. You can't. He's on GPT, Gay People Time.
Yeah.
It's about 30 minutes off. So, before we get started, did anybody want to share anything?
Not really.
Other than my new experience of running into the Chiller channel, which it turns out you have.
I've got that. I've got all kinds of shit.
How come you never told me about that?
Because I don't watch that stuff.
Oh, man, it was so great.
I mean, I know it's like you in a channel, but I don't normally watch like slasher movies that I've never heard of.
Voluntarily?
Before. Yeah, not on purpose.
Oh, my God, it was so great. I mean, I could go on forever, but just to summarize briefly and quickly, I was watching my nephew who had knee surgery, so he was kind of just...
Did he get the Borg implant like you?
His was a little more advanced.
Really? Can he jump over a building now?
He completely tore his ACL, whereas I partially tore it. was a pretty big difference.
What were you doing? Playing like double kick drum or some shit?
Yeah, it was. I was. We were covering a Metallica song and just all hell broke loose and things just went bad.
Jimmy exploded.
They went from bad to worse to yeah.
Knee juice.
But yeah, so anyway, I was there and my brother has DirecTV, so you know, I was just sitting around like not doing a whole lot. I was like, I'm just gonna watch TV. So flipping through and we just stumbled across a show or a movie called Alien Abduction.
Okay.
And it was, and it's a chill, like on the little menu. He has a little bit, he has an older DVR box, so like it doesn't have the full like menu, like with the little pretty icons and everything. It's just like the initials.
Oh, he's got like a super old one.
Yeah. So,
dude, the new ones are basically free.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Just call them and you're like, hey, if you don't give me a new one, I will change services. And they're like, fuck, well, give me a new one.
Yeah, sure. So it said chill, and I was like, all right, so I'm gonna check out what this is. And we started watching. We're like, oh man, this is great, because like it was filmed.
You thought it was gonna be like the Chillaxin channel.
Yeah, I was like, oh well, I'm like, chillaxing right now, yeah. so this channel's for me.
Great channel.
It's like if I was shopping, I'd watch the
movies
shopping
of guys
network.
Eating sandwiches, and
right?
And
nachos,
drinking beers, yeah, just having a good time.
Nuts, corn nuts. But so
there is a channel of guys eating nuts. It's just not that channel.
No,
oh, that
one's extra. So yeah, we put it on there, and it's like they, it's like one guy went to another guy and said, hey, I found this abandoned warehouse. If you want to use that, sounds good. Let's do it. That's going to be our government top secret place where we keep abductees. And okay. I was like, what the hell? Like, this is really awful.
The government's abducting or the aliens are abducting?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening, but it was great. Because, like, there was abductees.
What was it, like a 1994 kind of thing?
Actually, it was like a 2005 or something, and it looked like it was filmed in right after Jaws.
You know what's
in 78.
What's fucked up is I was browsing sci-fi early this morning, like 2 or 3 in the morning. Actually, I hadn't been to bed yet. And a lot of actresses and actors that you haven't heard from in a while that used to be big stars are making sci-fi originals, like Lucy Liu.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy Liu is all over sci-fi originals. She's done like 5. And it's like, you know, Mantis Lady or some shit. God. And she's all over them.
Wow.
And I feel bad.
She used to be huge.
Yeah, so go to, if you want to get...
Are you talking English?
Yes. If you want to get horror... And it actually says on their site that they're all about B-horror movies.
Yeah, it's a whole channel for getting drunk and watching slasher flicks.
Yeah, it's chillertv.com. That is my recommendation.
Oh, your recommendation to the world?
Is chillertv.com.
Oh, we haven't done our recommendations in a couple of weeks.
There's one.
Penny Arcade's 5th book is out. It probably has been for a while, but I just stumbled on it in Barnes & Noble and picked it up. And, you know, I think it's 2004. The fun thing about those books for me is since they're about, God, at this point, they're 5 years delayed from when they actually came out. There's a nice time to, like, reflect on shit that was going on back then. Like, right now, they're up to original Xbox is still big. PS2 is still big.
Right.
And reading those stories is actually kind of interesting because you remember like when the news was news and when you actually cared about that kind of shit. But even just a couple of books ago when they're still like lamenting Dreamcast and stuff, I really enjoy those.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I forget what it was. That's something that made me think it was just like it wasn't that long ago where, yeah, the information was coming out a little bit slower and that's how you got news. And
yeah.
It was an interesting retrospect to look.
It's fucking overload.
Oh, yeah.
I've been frantically unsubscribing to blogs and feeds that I read for news. What some people might not realize, it's kind of a weird part. The way I do these comics, since there's no story, and I'm just kind of doing commentary on geek news, is I read probably 100, maybe, different websites for story ideas. And that's actually, if you called this a job, that takes about as long as the actual production of the comic. Each comic takes probably anywhere from 6 to 8 hours to do, depending on what I'm doing at the time. And I probably read 3 to 4 hours of internet a day, just looking for stories and keeping up on all this crap. And then also another probably couple of hours of emails and Twitters and keeping up with the readers and the fancy bastards and such.
Jesus. It's like you're working or something.
But you get done and you're like, oh, God, fuck, I haven't accomplished anything. But like that's like the biggest part of the job. It's really strange.
Yeah, there is quite a bit of system overload. And now they've created their own system overload because it's like three websites will have reported something. And now you have to go get the facts to make sure. Or you have to go.
I go with the first one that says it. And I take it for granted. Because if the idea is funny, even if it's not true, I'll do a comic about it. I don't fucking care.
Bill's Chicken is reporting that, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
You know, that.
There's so little factual information in what I do.
Kevin Smith is going to remake, you know, Passion of the Christ or something.
Passion of Buddy Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
it's a slasher film, too. I can't decide whether to stop reading Engadget or Gizmodo. Because, oddly enough, there's not a lot of overlap. They only overlap on the big, big stories. But they report pretty much... Yeah. They do anywhere from 75 to 100 posts a day. And I look at my feeds and there's like, 900 things you haven't read on Engadget. And I'm like, fuck. Delete.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now. It's funny that there is a lot. There's so much of that. Nobody really, I don't know. Again, going back to the older days, I never really thought that there would be that much. It's like, you just go to Tom Thumb, get what you need.
Well, you know what's funny is, options. Like, actually, there's a guy in the chat here, Etobin Chrome. I don't know, talks about doing video game reporting news and how, you know, four or five sources look at the same story wrong. I'll do a comic about something that turns out to not be true, and then I'll quietly go update the post later. Like, and it turns out that didn't happen.
Right.
Like, Obama didn't lose his BlackBerry. At all. But I did a whole comic about him losing his BlackBerry, because everyone in America said he was going to lose it. And then, like, the next day, they were like, oh, no, they let him keep it.
They're like, no, shit, dog, we're...
It's cool.
We're talking about the president here.
We're cool.
He gets whatever the fuck he wants.
They'd open a whole new, like, section of Rim just for him. I mean, like...
Based. like, they do, like, you know, they do Obama, doing the presidential, when they break into all the major networks and he does, like, addressing the nation. He's like... Yeah, he just goes...
BlackBerry.
Still got it. Yeah. Faced.
And then it's off.
They turn it
Breaking
off.
News. The president is interrupting your programming for BlackBerry bitches.
Pew.
Okay, and he's
like
done.
He slam dunks the BlackBerry into like a hoop.
Yeah.
And just hangs on the rim and like looks back and goes, face.
And he's wearing a Superman cape.
Yeah. And that's it. And then, oh yeah, speaking of which.
This is who you voted for, motherfuckers. And he breaks the blackboard. Oh, you got that?
I've got my copy.
Whoa, that sort of kind of doesn't look like him.
Yeah, it totally... Well, it's done the Marvel way.
Yeah, I guess. Is it like the 19th reprint of that?
Probably. This variant number 3.
Yeah.
Of the cover.
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah, so if you aren't seeing the video, Eli's holding up Obama on the cover of Amazing Spider-Man. Amazing was always my choice. I never could get into Spectacular or any of the other books. I was always an Amazing kind of guy. Let's start the show. Number one. Internet. On This Week in Internet.
What are you eating?
Zingers! Motherfucker, don't look at my zingers!
What?
Get away from them.
I don't want them.
God, they're so good! Look at this.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
everyone can eat shit!
Oh, it's so good. So first thing. So we've all seen the Cash for Gold commercials, right?
Yes.
All the old people are like, I have so much gold, it's crushing me under its weight! What do I do? And I'm like, you're rich, you old whore. What's wrong with you?
They show like a pirate. He's like, yarr.
Yarr. What's do with all this gold?
What am I to do with all tis gold?
Yeah, because he doesn't talk pirate very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, forsooth.
Throws up like gold coins.
I've been trying to eat them, but they just keep coming out.
Somebody help me.
Yar. My boat can't even leave dock. It's so laden with gold doubloons and bullion. Yar. I've got a ruby the size of your head.
He's got like a gold pirate, or a gold
parrot.
Like parrot.
Well, he just dipped his parrot in gold, so it's got a kind of a panic stare.
What am I going to
do? Parrot.
It's like in mid-flap.
Yeah. Polly went, splash in gold. So,
but yes, I've seen those commercials.
That's correct. So they offer to help you with this problem that we all suffer from of having too much goddamn gold taking up space. Every closet I open, it's like some comical fucking Abbott and Costello thing where I open the door and gold is just falling out of it.
What am I going to do with all of this gold?
God, I didn't know my old gold was worth so much. It's gold, you old fucking bitch. It's what our money used to be based on. I mean, it's goddamn, you're stupid. So, I ripped all my husband's teeth out when he died, and some of them had gold.
My ex-husband's bones were made of gold. What am I going to do?
He was a golden robot. So the lady married to C-3PO, and she's like, what can I do with this? Madam, I'd rather you did not send me in the mail to cash for gold. Shut up, 3PO!
Get in the envelope!
Get me a sandwich!
Not to get too far off topic, but could you imagine that's exactly what would happen if somebody was walking around with a 3PO, and they're like, dude, he's made of copper.
I am
that
so
that shit
fucking broke.
Is so valuable
It'd
right now.
It'd be like that episode of Futurama where Bender sells his body.
Yeah.
The same thing.
So anyway. No. But now people would just try to steal like parts of him.
Yeah, he'd be walking down the street and realize that it's like his back plate was gone, and somebody was melting it down right behind him.
You
and
park
out.
Him outside, and the next thing you know, he's like just
he's
the,
on blocks.
The torso is on cinder blocks.
Master, apparently I've had my legs stolen, and they've melted it down in the back in a hobo barrel. Oh, damn! I guess I'm walking home because 3PO carries me around everywhere I go. Right. So anyway, cashforgold.com. They send you an envelope, a True Tech gold mailer, if they call it, and on good faith, stupid. You fill it full of gold and send it to them, and then their scam, as one intrepid blogger discovered, was that they basically take the set price for gold, because gold's always worth the same thing any given day, everywhere in the country. There is a gram weight per dollar at any given time. It changes, it fluctuates, but it doesn't matter what pawn shop you go to, they're typically going to measure it and then give you a little bit less than it's actually worth.
Sure.
So Cash for Gold, turns out they offer you like 50% of the weight, and all they're going to do is melt down your grandma's watch and then sell the gold, just like any other pawn shop would
do. Well,
of course. So this guy on cockeyed.com, which is apparently like a citizen, sort of a consumerist type thing. The first thing he did was grab a bunch of shit out of a drawer, spray paint it gold, and then put it in the envelope. And then later he gets a letter that it's like, thanks for submission to Cash for Gold. We can offer you $1.98. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, that's a lot, because I spray painted some bottle caps gold. So, okay. And then he gets the check. So later, he actually sends them a fuck ton of gold. He figures he finds some gold and figures out that it's worth for scrap about $180. They come back and offer him $60. It's like 40%. So he calls them and he's like, you're full of shit. Send back all my stuff. Your commercial says you'll send it back free of charge. And they go, how about $178? And the weird thing is, the value of it was $180. So they knew the value was $180 by weight. And they offered him $2 less. Like, that's they're going through all that shit to make $2. It's fucking weird. So, he writes up all his experiences on his blog. And he ends up getting the number one Google rank for Cash for Gold. Spelled the way they spell it. So they send him a letter. This is from Joe Laratro, president of Cash for Gold. I work on the Cash for Gold site. We are trying to clean up the first page of results in Google. Your article, and he's got the link, is ranking very well for Cash for Gold. The site looks like you do well from AdSense. Is there a financial arrangement we could come to that would offset your AdSense income to make it worth your while to take down the article, etc., etc.? And he's like, no. So they hit him back with another one that says, hey, would it be worth, say, a few $1,000s to take this down? Because we'd like it if you did, and we worked out the same arrangement, and then he lists another consumer site, and he's like, yeah, every time somebody writes a bad review of our bullshit service, we pay him off, so what do you think? And the guy's like, no, I'm leaving it, you're horrible.
Oh,
and then
God.
He publishes the emails too. But like, if you're so stupid as to not see through that scam originally,
well, yeah, and
you deserve to get ripped off.
I kept seeing so many of those commercials, especially like during who hears them the most, Sci-Fi, G4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're targeted at guys that are stupid. They're going to go, like, rob their grandma.
Well, yeah, because, like, you know, their ex-girlfriend or whatever just broke up with them, and He's like, well, I got this gold. It looks like gold bracelet.
There's
like
this poor sad sack of shit with 9 engagement rings from failed engagements.
Yeah.
He's like, God damn it.
He's like, man, I should be able to get something for this, I think.
At least $60. It's like $18,000 worth of rings.
Yeah.
At least a good $40-$50. I'm stupid. Anyhow.
Yeah, so if you got some golds,
hit just, the high seas.
Yeah, just fucking bury it. Go get it later. Island.
It'll appreciate in value because the interest will be worth billions.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that song.
It's just so funny. So anyway, don't mail your gold to strangers.
I guess I read a different little bloggy thing that I found about that. Oh, where yeah? A guy spray painted a bunch of random shit.
That was the first part of my story.
Oh, okay.
I think you were zoned out for that
part.
Oh,
yeah,
probably. Were you staring at my zingers?
I was.
Because you want them so bad? That's okay. Yeah, no, that's the same guy. Sorry. Tell it, though.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna buy time.
I was fantasy.
I'm gonna buy time at 4 a.m. on G4 and go, attention, don't mail your gold to strangers. .com.
We should totally redo that commercial, but yeah, like we said, with like 3PO just like ripping off his arm.
Master,
what am I? And then like the pirate's like, grrr.
Yeah, you know? So much gold. Oh, fuck. Me parrot is worth at least a dollar.
And then like, I don't know, who else is goldy?
Moving on.
Like Iron Man with like parts missing.
Gold armor Iron Man?
Well, no. He's got like some parts missing, but like, so he's kind of like
get Stark Industries hit by hard times in the economic downturn. Iron Man seen here with at least one fleshy arm hanging out. Don't shoot me in the left arm.
Oh, God.
It's not armored.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's so cold.
He's flying in the upper atmosphere. Oh, shit. Oh. There's duct tape around it for when he goes underwater. In a plastic bag, like a window. His visor's gone and he's taped plastic over it.
Yeah. He's like, it's not water. No, it's just saran wrap.
Yeah. Hey, man. Economic downturn, bitches. Leave me alone. Next thing, and we don't have to talk about this much, but I was actually hoping Josh would be here.
Boo, Josh.
Your door isn't locked, is it?
No, I'll unlock. I'm going to save this one in case he shows up. Okay. The guy that directed Kung Fu Panda is going to remake Masters of the Universe. Or it's hard to say remake because that first movie barely even counts with Dolph Lundgren. That was like, it had the same name, but none of the same anything else. It had Skeletor.
It had Skeletor.
But I mean, not really.
It had what was the name? Oreo?
No, it didn't have him. It had they made up a new one named like Gandalf.
I must have been really high or something.
Remember?
Then.
Gwindorf or some shit like that. Yeah. And they made him up just for the movie. What was his name?
I don't know.
Gwindelhoff.
Cares.
David Gwindelhoff was his name. So anyway, I hate that guy. But let's see. There, screenplay by Justin Marks, who wrote Street Fighter, Legend of Chun-Li, which is going to be terrible.
Oh, God.
So that's already a feather in their cap. Wow, the Dolph Lundgren one was made in 87. It's not a bad watch, though, if you're bored.
It was funny. I suggested that to somebody as a shitty movie to watch.
It's on the verge of not being quite shitty enough to laugh at. I mean, it ain't good, but it's kind of, it's like a B+.
I mean, I saw it in high school, so it's funny then. We were drunk and high.
Is it funny? I mean,
I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
I think it's stupid that they come to modern day. The whole point of He-Man is that they're in Eternia, and then out of nowhere they all show up. Like, what? Los Angeles. This is different. Gwindelhoff trying to get us back to Eternia.
Gwindelhoff.
And he spends the whole movie eating fried chicken. Do you remember that?
What?
Yeah.
The little geezer guy?
See, this sounds...
He's like, this universe is excellent. Fried chicken. It's so good.
I've never seen that, I don't think.
Oh, you should.
Sounds terrible.
It sort of is.
I watched Beastmaster.
Gwildor. That was his name. Gwildor, says the chat room. Well, it's David Gwindelhoff, as far as I'm concerned. Next internet. Oh, I gotta wait for Josh for this, too. Gotta wait for Josh for that one. Fuck, he's ruining the show.
What's new?
Okay, here's two things. New sci-fi coming to network TV. Number one, the guy that got fired from Heroes... for ruining it, one of the guys, Jesse Alexander, was also a writer from Alias and Lost, apparently. He got a green light for a post-apocalyptic show called Day One about the survivors of a mysterious global disaster. I have a feeling that next season there's going to be like 40 shows about apocalypses.
I guess that's a big thing now.
Well, it's 2012.
Lost to the extreme.
Stupid. So stupid.
Lost, like,
planet-wide loss. Yeah, it's going
to be. It's going to be like Lost Square.
Isn't there like a specific date, like an actual specific date that people?
I think
are
it's October 12th, 2012.
Stupid.
But who cares? Because I'll be here on the day after, going, "You fucking morons." Unless there's like a comet, that would suck.
It's like Y2K.
I'd look stupid if the world blew up that day.
That's true.
Egg on my face. Sorry, guys. You were right. We're all dead.
Hey, can I get some of that bottled water while we're about to go? No? No? Okay. All right.
Sorry.
How about some shotgun shells? Just one.
Because there might be zombie fallout. You never know.
Yeah, I don't even have a shotgun. I'm just going to bang these rocks together really hard with the shell in between.
Actually, you make it like a burger, like two rocks duct taped with a shell between them, and you throw them at zombies. And then they just bounce off. And you're like, God damn, that's my only shotgun shell. Sucks. Your fallout shelter is like a hole in the ground with a piece of sheet metal over it. God,
shoulders sheet all slumped down. Just
and
like
zombies are going to eat me instantly.
It's going to be like a tarp. Can't find sheet metal.
God damn it. Sucks. Fucking apocalypse. I can't even read the internet.
Such a bummer.
Nothing going on. Just sit here and wait to get eaten by inhuman radioactive zombies.
Oh,
hate
God.
This shit.
Oh, it's supposed to be December 21st, 2012. So we're going to wait like the whole year.
Yeah, because 12, 21, 2012, numbers. Clever. If there was a 20th month, it'd be that month. Just for being stupid.
Well, there the claim is that the sun, when the sun rises above the horizon on December 21st, 2012, at which point the sun will rise in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy, thus causing alignment between the Earth, sun, and galactic center.
Dude.
Yada, yada, yada.
Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny about that. You know, no one can comprehend the enormity of the universe. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's retarded how much there is that we could never possibly even comprehend. We can't even think that big, right? So, we're all sitting here happy as shit. And we know that our sun will go nova in like 50 billion years. There could be a comet, like, that has been on an impact course with
that
Earth.
That has our name on it.
Forever, yeah. It's got Earth. It's got Suck It Earth written on it.
It's got, like, it's just flying like this.
Yeah. There was a guy on The Daily Show. They had a physicist on The Daily Show a couple days ago. I think it was day before yesterday. Look it up on The Daily Show's website. Who, not you, but these people listening if they want to see it, who was talking about how there is a comet that, like, we won't know in like 7 or 8 years, we'll know if it's going to come within, like, so many hundreds of miles of Earth's orbit. Like, it's going to get really fucking close, or it's not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to know. And so John Stewart's like, I'm assuming you have Bruce Willis on retainer. He's geared up and ready to go.
That is his job.
Well, see, drilling,
it's like putting a firecracker in your hand.
No. It is more of an art. I mean,
right.
It's passed down through generations. It's not something that you can learn out of a tech manual at ITT Tech.
No.
Institute.
You can't tighten up the graphics on drilling.
No.
It's in your blood or not at all. So
you either got it or you don't.
What are we going to do? If that comet's going to kill us all? Because Morgan Freeman's practically president.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
We've got our first black president. No, he'll be okay.
You'll just have to run to the
Me and
hills.
Elijah Wood will be riding
dirt
bike to a mountain.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have to go find Frodo.
You have to go marry Frodo.
He's actually
sure
trying to get to Mordor because it's safe.
Right.
We have to get there from the fallout.
Well, it's up the mountain. So.
Mr. Frodo. I can't stop the comet, but I can cut you! So, and then more sci-fi. I never watched the series V, the miniseries, I guess.
I did. That was...
Before my time.
It was a little bit before your time.
Just
the
a
what?
Few years. See, it's v, way before your time, because you were, like, 14? Yeah.
V, the final battle. They've already remade that once, though.
They remade it as a miniseries, right?
Right. It was a TV series.
All right, well, now it's going to be a pilot. Again, another remake. I think they're hoping for a Battlestar type of resurgence.
It it worked back then. I don't know.
Wasn't it about lizard people?
Yeah, basically. What? They were aliens that happened to look like lizard people, but they could have the outer skin of humans.
Yeah, because I remember a lot of scenes of them like peeling off their human skin really bad.
Yeah, like their, well, like their
lizard baby.
Like their cheek would be exposed, and then you could see lizard underneath it.
You're like, holy shit, you're a lizard, aren't you? No! And he, like, eats a fly right in front of you. He's like, no! Dragonflies.
Yeah, it was.
I've never even heard of that show.
It's coming back. It's called V.
Sounds stupid.
Yeah, when I was a kid growing up, like,
in the 60s,
it was it was pretty freaky. You know,
it came on in 83. Eli watched it in the 60s.
It was funny. It's funny that you bring that up, just really briefly, not to get too far off topic. But
no, please.
It's related. It's related in the same way in that, like,
please relate this to parting out C-3PO for scrap.
That V was like scary back then as a kid because I didn't have cable growing up for the most part until high school. So I was watching that when I was a younger kid, and it's like, that's about as scary as it got. You're like, okay. Oh fuck, that's scary.
Lizard people?
Yeah, lizard people. Because,
but it's like the campiest, shittiest.
Right, because we're watching this on one of those big tube TVs that when you turn on it goes boom.
And like your balls hurt a little bit.
Yeah, it takes like about a minute and a half for the tube to warm up. And then, like, the color fades in the corners, like, are still, like...
Color?
Like, not all
were
that
you
great.
Rich?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I bring that up is because the other night they were showing Terminator, the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I remember...
That's been coming on a lot lately.
As a kid, I found that really scary. That this robot just would not stop ever.
Isn't that weird? Terminator 2 is a sci-fi action movie. Terminator 1 is a horror movie. That's weird for me, because I hadn't watched it until about... I saw it once as a kid, I was probably about 9, and I don't think I paid much attention to it, because 2 came out a few years later, and I was like, oh my god, this is so much better! Terminator 2 is my favorite movie for probably 10 years. So, Terminator 2 is like sci-fi, robot, action.
Oh, cool special effects,
yeah,
like...
best special effects ever at the time. And then I go back and watch Terminator 1, like, probably a month ago, and number one, Arnie is basically rocking a mullet, just ever so slightly.
Yeah.
But he's got fuzzy hair with no gel and just a mini mullet. And his Terminator costume is jeans and a blue jean jacket. Like, that was as badass as they could make him back then. But it's a horror movie. It's Jason with a robot.
Yeah, pretty much. It pretty much is, and that's why I was thinking that, because for whatever reason, I just like kind of zoned out for a minute and thought, man, I used to be scared as a kid watching that. Like, I really genuinely was scared because I was like, he will not fucking die.
Right.
Like,
you know what?
He blows up in a big rig.
As a matter of fact, it is basically a ripoff of Halloween. It's Michael Myers.
It is.
Because she's Linda Hamilton's Jamie Lee Curtis.
I never really thought of that. Well, I guess I didn't see it when I was very young.
It's Halloween
with
a
robot. About it, because the part that I was watching, they put like the dynamite or the homemade bomb like into the back of the big rig. The big rig blows up. He comes out of the fire. He's still limping. Then
his skin melts off.
Yeah, then they put a grenade in him, or they put a bomb in him, half of him blows off, and then half of him keeps like pulling its upper torso still, like,
oh,
so
yeah,
much.
Okay,
and I mean,
I
he just way. Will not stop ever.
Yeah.
And
he can't. He's a Terminator.
Right. And as a kid, I was like kind of freaked out about that. I mean, I was like, holy shit, like, that could happen.
Yeah, no.
That thing could totally fucking just pounce through our door. And we had bars on our windows of the house.
Of course you did.
And I was like, fuck, if he gets in the house, we're screwed.
He could steal our lowrider.
I can't get out of the house.
Sombreros.
I'm fucked.
Ah, what would I do? Were you planning escape routes for, like, Terminator contingency plans?
Yeah, pretty much. We're like, we could get
to
the roof.
Didn't every kid have one, though? Like, it seems like.
Eli's under under a sheet with a flashlight talking to his brother, and he's like, okay, if the Terminator comes in that window, we go out this window. If he comes in the front door, we are fucked. I will throw you at him, and you die.
Like, we have a chart, and it has like exit strategy, and it just has an arrow point towards the front door.
Lines.
And he's like, if he comes in the front door, we're fucked.
We split up.
But if he comes in through like the back wall, then we can either.
Your brother's like, but Eli, one of us will die. One of us has to die for the rest of the family to survive. You're like. You're like, you've got a risk board laid out, and you're slapping it with a baton. This is the way we will go.
What am I, Hitler?
Yes. It's like that scene.
Little Hitler.
It's that scene that they keep overdubbing on YouTube from the Hitler movie.
Yeah.
They're like, sir, the Terminator's broken through our front lines. Like, freaking out. So,
Anyway, remake.
Anyway, it's a Halloween. I didn't realize it because Linda Hamilton is like your scared, scrawny, pointless little girl. She's such a badass in T2.
Yeah,
that's true.
But in the first one, she's got like hair like that has its own like upper atmosphere.
Yeah, it's all Aquanet and a headband.
Whatever happened to her? What is she doing now?
She stopped acting. I want to say that she's either one of those actresses that's all behind the scenes in Hollywood, or she's a family person now. But here's what's funny. There's a deleted scene from T2 where this is okay. There was hardly any CG back then, you know, and all CG looked fake. There was no way to make a person look real. So that's why they did all the liquid metal in CG.
They pretty much did. You're talking about the first one or the second one?
Second one, sorry. There was no CG. Dude, there was stop motion in the first one. That's the part where it's laughably bad, is when he stands up and walks and he's a little maquette, like a robot, like clay
doll.
Well,
and then the other scenes were, like, there's a scene where he's walking where they only show him from about waist up.
Yeah, and it's that's all waist up robot.
Right, because they're just holding the stick and, like, moving it. Like, oh, God, it's so heavy.
But that shit was, really advanced for its time.
Hey, on a tube TV, it looked fucking great.
Amazing, yeah. So Linda Hamilton actually has an identical twin sister. And there's a deleted scene from T2 where she is removing the Terminator's chip. She actually opens his head and removes it. And for some reason, the shot they wanted involved like panning through a mirror, kind of. And it was very important that the mirror be able to show something that wasn't like what was happening outside the mirror. I can't remember the exact details of it, but instead of any kind of weird CG or film trickery, they just got her sister to come down. And they choreographed it to where they're both working on different Arnolds.
Okay, I think it's that's pretty genius.
I think because one of them is talking. Like, you can see Arnold talking when she's pretending to open his head. But then it just pans over and looks in the mirror and the head's open and she's, like, reaching her hand inside it. And so that's a dummy. But, yeah, I think that's what it was. Anyway, yeah, they're just identical twins. That's weird.
Pretty genius.
She could have sent her sister to, like, movie. Like, I'm fucking tired today. You go be in Terminator. This sucks. I'm bored. Anyway. She shows up and she's like, hey, so what part are we filming today of the robot? I'm not really hurt.
God, I hate my life.
Next thing. This is a good one. This is really good, actually. This is what you call, this is the economy on a rebound. This is supply and demand working together. Tampa Bay strip clubs are so tapped out for strippers for Super Bowl Sunday that they are flying them in from other strip clubs.
Wow. They have a shortage?
They're like, look, ladies, this is crunch time. They're going to be laps and they are not going to be danced on if we can't get another gross of strippers into Tampa Bay.
They're going to have to cut down on the, like, it's only half a song now.
Yeah, no lap dances over 45 seconds. Yeah. None.
Because, you know, the economy's hitting us hard.
None. The guys, the announcer's like,
oh my God.
And on the main stage, we've got Diamond. And remember, because of the economic downturn, only half a Bon Jovi song for each lap dance.
Oh my God, hey. Josh.
Josh is here and he's interrupting the show.
Heart attack.
Because he can't, you know, not. What's up, bitches? Make things wrong.
Yeah, I was kind of close on that.
Oh,
he did get a burger.
That is a wild card.
That is a wild card.
We were putting money on what food you were going to bring.
It was actually, yeah. All right, sit down, shut up. We're still doing the show.
But yeah, so does that mean that education...
Producer Cat is not happy with you.
Does that mean that education is going to go up a little bit? Because those are all single moms.
Going through college, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting them through college.
So, man, they must have paid. I would.
This strip club owner is telling all his salespeople, get on the phones. I want strippers and trucks being shipped here by next week.
I'd be really interested to see the numbers.
Call in all your favors.
Like, I'd be interested to see the numbers behind all that. Like, what they spent on air travel.
Like, yeah, like, is it worth it? Like, does the lap dance total equal what they spent?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they call Southwest.
Oh, strippers make so much money.
You know, I bet you.
That's what Josh should do.
You know what? I'm gonna do some quick
don't think
research
I haven't.
Real quick. Because
so the story that we're talking about. Put your headphones on. Those are your. These are extras
else.
In case
that's
somebody else shows
cat.
Up. Those are yours.
But so, yeah, are you saying they're flying them in for like the clubs or like for private parties?
No,
or?
No.
It's got to be for
this
clubs.
Is for businesses.
So what? What's the logistics? I don't
saying,
even understand.
Okay.
Like, why would you have what?
Yes, Denise is. As someone being
as a matter of fact,
here's the info.
As
Tampa,
as a
our demographics
HR.
Are. I don't know. I'm kind of interested.
Strip
like,
club dancer in Tampa knows the cash Super Bowl can bring. It flew at her like confetti during Tampa's 2001 game. She earned $6,000 in 4 days.
See?
Paid off all our student loans.
I'm telling you, man.
She danced so much that her feet bled, which is hot.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Customers didn't
that cost extra.
At paying $100 for a $25 lap dance. This is what's wrong with the country. Because the reason that they'll pay four times for a lap dance is because of a fucking football game. That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to enjoy this game, and I want my dick grinded by a stranger. I will pay $100 for that.
The only time... I've only seen a stripper once. Just once. Like, I've never been to...
Everyone in the chat room just got a boner, by the way.
No, hold on.
Boing.
No, I went to... I went to a friend of mine's birthday party. It was his 21st or something like that. But it was weird. He was home from college. So it was his mom that threw him the party. And we didn't know. We were like, oh, whatever. Like, she'll watch the keys or whatever, and we'll be drinking, and it'll be whatever. It's just like a regular house party, but with mom there. And like, it's not a big deal, I guess.
His mom was a
21.
Stripper.
No. Oh. She had ordered a stripper for him to come into the house to dance for
Did
him.
Did anyone call Child Protective Services?
She thought he was gay.
Maybe.
Right, this'll
fix
him.
Well, that's a possibility. It's so creepy, though. It's really weird. That was one of the weirdest.
Everyone in the
I've
chat room just came.
I just looked it up on Southwest. It's $311
to get to Tampa
one way. So it's $622 round trip.
And so they'll make so much more than that. It don't matter.
I know. That so. Okay, let's do a little
I'm
more.
I'm gonna go down there and grind balls for a weekend. God.
But wait, what?
So let's say we're going to hoard. Over.
How do you think I got through Europe, man? That shit didn't cost me a dime.
And we missed you.
Yeah, but you were doing it for sandwiches and like a place and a cot.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you're like, oh, man, I am hungry. Who needs their balls ground? Who's got an extra schnitzel?
They weren't just sandwiches. I mean, I had like crepes and shit.
Right, depending on what country you were in. Sure, there might have been like some pasta involved, but whatever. Anywho.
Okay, so let's see how many...
Don't hurt your brain with math.
How many strippers do we want to take?
You're not flying strippers here.
We need to move
what
on.
What are you talking about?
Let's say we're going to take 20 of our best strippers.
Stop texting, Denise. Come on.
That would cost $12,000.
What are you
yelling
at me?
Head in the game.
He has calculator up and he's eating. What are you yelling
at me? I don't
know,
because I expect you to be more responsible.
20 strippers, $12,000.
Talking to my mom.
Dude, that is like the weakest excuse ever.
I'm asking her to get
the
stripper.
That's pretty lame.
For my
birthday. You're actually asking her for tips on moves.
She's wanting to know if she can return those videotapes.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the things we skipped when Josh wasn't here.
Oh, okay, wait. Did we ever cover the one time that Eli and I went to the
Several
stripper?
Several times,
okay.
Yes.
I'm just, whatever. I'm going to eat now.
Went to the stripper house.
Number one.
Stripper store.
Number one.
What is that? Are those potatoes?
Those are cheesy tots.
A dude has filed a $5 million lawsuit against Apple because he thinks their commercials for the iPhone make it look better and faster than it is in real life.
Well, that's completely true. And
right?
they say at the bottom, like...
Optimal speeds with the best Wi-Fi in the world.
No, know? They say sped up so we can actually show you a ton of things in a 30-second
okay.
slot. Like, that's...
You went...
I didn't know they have cheesy tots.
You're fine.
What?
I didn't know they sold cheesy tots.
Oh. Anywho, I didn't know that.
What?
Cheesy
that
tots?
They actually claim, they actually agreed that that's what they're doing? So
it's
in the lawsuit.
It's
unfounded.
On, yeah, it's pretty dumb. Like, the original commercials didn't have that, but like after the first cycle of them, they all say that
I've
at the bottom.
I've still got the first iPhone, and you know what? When the internet's slow, I'm like, yeah. It's also the internet on my phone, so I'm doing all right. There are people without
food.
Oh, no,
food. I couldn't stand... I would rather go without food than have to use your iPhone.
Whatever. It's ridiculous.
Luckily, I have my iPhone, which means I can eat this burger.
It's true. Your priorities are straight. You don't have to hunger strike for bad internet on an iPhone. Of course, your hunger strike would be like delaying lunch by 30 minutes.
Dude.
From 4 to 4:30.
That's serious.
It's a statement. It's a political statement.
The gays won one. Huh? We thought we were so good having a black president. We're not. Because for the first time ever, there is a gay head of state, probably, in Iceland.
Iceland?
Wow. Iceland. Now, this is what's funny is Iceland's basically Narnia. Like, it's enchanted, it's magical.
No,
there's
it's
elves.
A real place,
no,
Joel.
There's talking beavers and shit there. If Bjork is from there, everyone there is wearing swan suits.
That's their national
costume. And talking
culture.
To trees. I bet they elect trees to hold office. So, some elfin Icelandic, you know.
A winter elf?
Yeah, maybe a witch of some kind, I don't know.
A winter witch?
Who's,
A white witch?
Yeah, she looks, I mean, she looks kind of like a snow queen.
Oh, sort of, yeah. Oh, it's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It doesn't, does it? Because she's probably just doing it on a whim. She's probably just going through middle of college.
Hey.
That's going to be like when Anne Heche became a lesbian.
It's probably her freshman year of college.
It was a phase.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, she was
exactly.
For a little bit.
I completely forgot. Because then she was doing Harrison Ford like 3 days later.
Yeah,
I know.
No, she had like a baby right after
she
that.
She was with Ellen, right?
Yeah, she was with Ellen, and then they broke up, and then she had a baby with some dude.
But
and now she's with Harrison
Ford. But they broke up because she was banging Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford's fucking Calista Flockhart still.
I think, no, she
God,
got
that's like
pregnant
a skeleton banging
guy.
A skeleton.
Right,
that's
for
so
different
gross.
Reasons. Different kinds of skeleton. An actual skeleton and an emaciated person. Like, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
didn't she
weird.
Have a freak out, too? Wasn't she, like, naked in somebody's yard?
No,
like,
she was running around some neighborhood.
Scratching
saying,
her butt in the dirt or something.
Saying, like, God will, I don't know, the aliens are going to pick her up or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, she made up an alien language.
Yeah, I don't know. She's crazy.
That. Wow, that's all just flooding back to me now. Not that it matters at all.
How weird.
That is
she
weird.
Has, like, she did she have her own show a couple of years ago or something? Some CW show.
No.
Not like a talk show. I'm sorry,
like a drama?
Like a drama, a comedy
so.
Or something. Yeah, huh? Something about trees, men on trees.
Men in trees?
Or something like
she
that. She
wasn't
was,
in
yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah, she was.
No.
Uh huh.
No.
Look it up.
Who?
Look
what?
It up.
What person?
Anne Heche.
A show on CW. That does
it
sound...
It was CW
hey, yeah.
or WB.
Jesse Monster points out in the chat room, though, that Ellen did end up with Portia de Rossi, so she wins.
Yeah, no, Ellen totally wins for that.
That's an absolute step up. Like, dude, seeing her on Nip Tuck is so weird because she's
oh
just
my God.
Lindsay for me.
I turned on the TV and it just happened to be on there, and that show is
it's
weird
ridiculous.
Every time.
A lady cut her boob off.
Yeah, I saw
with
that
a,
part
with
like
knife.
A cleaver thing.
An electric
it was
carving
so bizarre.
Knife.
And then Jennifer Coolidge was on there rapping. She was like a...
I sped through that because you actually
what?
Warned me on Twitter.
It was terrible.
Yeah, don't even talk about it.
Was Joaquin
and, like,
Phoenix
I'm
also
high,
there?
I think.
Don't talk about
so
that.
Weird. And yeah, and they... Portia de Rossi, she got like a facelift or something on that show. And like they had pulled her skin open
yeah.
across her forehead. It was so
the whole
crazy.
Purpose, if you watch season one and then stop, because that's what you should do, maybe even season two, the whole purpose of the show used to be incredibly lifelike surgeries
mm-hmm.
mixed in with all of their soap opera
sure.
drama. And they would spend tens of thousands on very realistic doubles. And they're actually like performing the surgeries basically on the body doubles.
What?
And every episode was like more and more graphic surgeries.
Oh, it's so gross.
With no punches pulled. It was pretty weird.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that show sucked.
She was completely conscious, or like, you know, in the show, she's conscious while he's doing the whatever he was with her skin. And she, they're
no,
talking,
that was a,
they're
that
chatting.
Was a flash.
Oh, well, whatever
thing.
It was, crazy.
That wasn't real.
It was gross. That show is gross.
Don't watch it.
It's terrible.
Portia de Rossi is fantastic, terrible. Though. Ellen's so lucky.
Okay.
If I was a lesbian, I would want Portia over.
Great simple word.
That's all I can say. I guess I can say that as a guy, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's totally cool. You're fine.
Okay.
I think you're confusing yourself.
I mean, I have
you
a similar
just,
taste
yeah,
in
just...
women as Ellen. Oh, it's freaky. Did you know that, other than straight people, dolphins and gays are the only things on Earth that have sex for fun?
No, that's not true.
Monkeys do that shit too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm
there
sorry.
Is a species
baboons.
Of...
Also,
no,
fuck
not
you.
I thought about that earlier today, and I was like, I have to save that for Josh.
But they throw shit for a purpose, not for fun.
Which?
Who are you talking about?
Dolphins or gays? I don't... What?
No, he's talking about us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, for non-procreation reasons, you've got dolphins, baboons, and Josh.
Not baboons.
Chimps.
Bonobo monkeys?
Whatever.
Bonobo monkeys?
You're a monkey scientist.
I'm not a monkey scientist. It's because
you grew up, they raised you, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Monkey butlers?
No, shut up. I hate you.
In Portugal or wherever you're from.
Portugal.
So, anyway.
Somewhere in Latin America. Like
gay
Portugal.
White witch is ruling Iceland, and I'm sure Bjork is excited and wearing a bird suit. Next thing. I can't believe you weren't here for this. I'm so mad at you that I have to go back to this now. I'm sure we've all seen the bacon explosion, right? Josh, you've seen bacon explosion? Whoa. Seriously?
Can you provide more context?
Seriously?
Which bacon is
they took, yeah, that. Okay, I've seen that.
They took a pig and wrapped dynamite around it and then just boom!
And then cooked what was left. No. It is woven bacon packed with sausage and then like layer upon layer of like cooked bacon and then woven bacon and then more sausage. They roll the whole thing up, like
with
slow
cheese,
roast
right?
it. I don't know if there's cheese.
Oh,
I think it's
I've heard of
meat.
The one with cheese.
Slow roast it. Thank you. And then cover it in barbecue sauce. And in the end, it looks like a giant turd. But when they cut it open...
In the end, yes, it does.
Well, in the end, it is. But... so there you go. Bacon explosion.
That is crazy.
Why don't you do this? You could do this, right?
To be fair, looking at that does actually make me sick to my stomach.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It doesn't trigger some sort of like inert pleasure responder in your brain?
No, I think that's why it makes me sick to my stomach. It's like it hits that too hard, and my body's not really sure how to cope with
it's
that.
It's like having your balls smashed.
That's probably what is
wrong. It's above a caress. It's an actual smash.
That's kind of what
my
bacon probably
balls were,
the inside of Josh's right arm looks like now.
Delicious.
Now he's strong like a bull. Next thing. Oh, this is also for Josh. There was so much gay news this week.
Woohoo! What?
I want to know if you know this guy.
You're taking over.
And I'm serious. I'm not joking.
Oh, okay.
The very first gay divorce in Texas is being filed by a Dallas couple.
Wait. Is David and Dwayne?
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
The men married in Cambridge, Mass. In 2006. Citing discord or conflict of personalities, asked a state district court in Dallas to void the union. Are they not giving names? I guess not.
Lame. Okay, wait. Is there a date?
They were married in 06 in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because I do know... I heard you say their names. That's awesome on the air. That's fantastic.
I can blur it if you remind me.
Beep. I won't.
52 minutes.
I do know a couple that split up over New Year's.
But split up, right? Or are they actually having a real legal divorce?
I have no idea if they were ever legally married.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying... Yeah.
It says here that they were together for 11 years. Does that help
11.
Any?
Damn. Well, it's got to be first for everything, right?
You know, you want marriage so bad, and then you're just going to throw it away? Straight people stay married forever.
You know, gay God wants you to stick that out. And
What?
Well, oh, like gay Jesus?
Yeah. The other...
It's eternal. Marriage is eternal.
Yeah. For gays.
Once you tie your dicks together, there's no... it's really hard to get the knot.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah,
no,
it's, you don't want to. Is a gay wedding band like a Chinese finger cuff?
Wow, really?
You may now insert and now pull. You're stuck.
Ow!
Throw the rice.
And you fucking crab walk out? Like, what?
For the rest of your lives with a towel draped over it.
With the...
So there you go. that was actually the end of This Week in Internet. Moving on to topics. Okay, this week on Topixplode, and we are at just under an hour, almost all of the topics this week were about movies that you wouldn't think would be getting made. So we can sort of take these all as one, I guess. Number one, Robert Rodriguez wants to reboot Predator. Pointless! That movie is flawless.
That's true.
I don't know what I would do different.
Who are the people in this movie going to have time to bleed?
they're going to extend some time.
Can they get to the chopper?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
don't know. I just don't know.
And then they show that there's like a pan shot of them flying in the chopper going like, now what?
We got to the chopper. I guess we're okay.
Is he going
to
put a different twist on it? Like, will it be a romantic comedy instead?
Renee Zellweger.
Oh, yes, yes.
They all, like, sit around at the end as they're flying away, kind of like, so that was weird. That was
Renee Zellweger's like, you had me at...
Yeah. But then they replace... Okay, so then, like, Billy is not an Indian tracker, but he's, like...
An Indian call center worker?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's, he's, like, an actual...
he goes dot, not feather.
Yeah,
I'm dot, not feather. I'm very happy to hear about your concerns about the Predator. You're like, Billy, we gotta go! And he's like, I understand your question is concern and very much for you. Is it... I have to help? Here, let me read the cards. Hang on. Is the thing chasing you? Does it have a laser sight? Yes. Have you rebooted the laser sight?
He's like, no, that's bullshit, man. Billy's not afraid of anything. He's like, Billy, what's out there?
I do not know. I've gone to the second week of training.
Can you tell me what it is that is cutting through your arm right now? What is it?
It's like
I cannot help you, for I do not know, sir.
It's like an arm knife. It's like a knife on his arm. It's like Blade. It's like Wolverine, but only two. And they're like Gensus. We don't cover that.
Could you, Blade?
Standard warranty.
Blade up or blade down? This is very important.
Very important. So rate it on the top or bottom. You have to tell me. I cannot.
Okay.
I'm terminating call. Terminating call. Terminating call. Terminating.
Huh. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you.
That's Terminator.
He's like, sir, I'm going to have to ask, could you turn the Predator around and read the serial number? There is either a customer service number on the back.
Peel back the mandibles and look at the number inside of his jaws.
I'm sorry, you have called the wrong support center for this particular model of Predator.
Let me transfer you.
Expect at least a 45-minute... That was his skull coming off of his spine. Spine coming clean out of his body. So it sounds as though you've been eviscerated. I'm terminating the call. Success! He marks his check sheet. He's like, satisfied customer. How would you rate your customer service Predator experience?
He won't be complaining about anything.
Very good, Sanchi. Very good. You're doing excellent.
I would watch that remake.
Yeah. No, I'm there. Call center
I
guy.
Think we just made that remake.
Indian call center guy takes on the Predator. That's perfect.
Robert Rodriguez gives a call.
Yeah.
Or drop a line at moviemaking@hijinksensue.com.
Oh, shit. I gotta make it really quick. I'll sell that. Yeah, we can sell that to him. I'll part with that intellectual property for the right fee. Century Fox film
presents
Predator, the call center explosion. Yeah.
That's it.
That's all. Let me talk to your supervisor, sir. I am the supervisor. Let me talk to your... Oh, my arm.
Okay.
Sir, is your arm still firing a weapon?
Yes.
Is it attached to your body? No! Sir, you have to reattach your arm before we can stop firing the weapon. That's impossible! Sir, if you're not going to cooperate, I cannot help you.
That reminds me of the one time I had
to... Is your arm classified to fire that weapon? No, then I click.
Know.
I'm sorry, I cannot help you.
I had to call to get an authorization number for 3D Studio Max when I was still working at Gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to call it, and it transferred me to India... The fucking authorization code is like a 35 string. I'm not kidding.
3, 9, 7. Z as in Z. F as in Frank.
They had
6, 3, 2.
They had to give me another guy because I couldn't understand what he was saying. I seriously could not understand what he was saying because it's a combination of numbers and letters, and it just. I was like, I'm sorry. Is that a? Did you just say P? What?
So locate the USB cable in the back of Predator's head that connects his laser sight to his optical implant. Okay, is it connected?
Unplug it.
I think it's FireWire! Sir, it is not FireWire. I promise you it is.
Unplug
on
it.
This model of Predator.
Unplug for 5 minutes, hold it there, and then plug back in.
I will wait. I will put you on hold briefly. Fuck, I gotta call back! I need you to power cycle your Predator and all accessories. And your router. Is it not the internet? It's the router!
And then it turns out that actually on the back of the Predator's head, there's like three like LED lights that are flashing.
Right. Strength. Are all lights on? Okay. Is the power light yellow?
Can the Predator fucking red ring of death yes. with those?
Yes. Only one light. One light's out and the other two are right on you.
Oh my god. We will send you a coffin for the Predator.
You have to return
Please
it.
Please return the Predator. We will have it back to you within 7 to 10 business days.
This giant cryogenic space tube shows up with a return shipping label. The post office says it's not enough shipping. I can't return. I can't pay $10,000 to ship a Predator back to India.
Grandma, I'm going to need all the gold you got.
Yeah.
That's cold. But she's so sleepy.
Are all three lights on the Predator's... Yeah, okay. Is he viewing you in infrared or not, sir?
I don't know!
Switch his optical viewfinder from night vision to infrared, please. Has he engaged cloak? Okay, do not engage cloak. Unengage the cloak. No, turn it off. No.
I can't see him anymore!
Reach for him.
He's invisible!
Reach out for the Predator. Feel it with your hand.
There's a knife!
I think I cut my fingers off. Holding down both his left forefinger and his right nostril, I need you to unplug his power cable, wait 30 seconds, and plug it back in. His laser sight should flash 4 times. Are you following the instructions? Terminated! Also, the Terminator could be a call center rep. Terminated. This call is terminated.
That's his entire bit.
Well, no.
That's the whole thing.
He doesn't actually know what he's doing.
Hey, I'm having trouble. My T-1000 is in a liquid state, and it won't terminated.
Wait a minute. So in a
liquid state. I can't get it to reconstitute itself.
Yeah, it's not. And it's killing everybody. It's killed everybody.
So...
And then the T-1000 takes over, and he's like, oh, I'm fine now. My problem's solved. Hey, by the way, how's Wolfie? Oh, Wolfie's fine. Your call sent to operator is dead.
So, wait a minute, I'm confused. Was the...
It switched. It switched halfway through.
Okay, I was confused
too. It
doesn't
yeah.
make any sense. Okay, so wait a minute. Now, are the Terminator and the Predator calling call service, or is
yes.
it
They're in the same
Arnold...
Universe.
No, but I'm saying, is the actual Predator himself from the inside of his helmet calling customer
I don't know.
Service?
I can't tell.
It doesn't even matter at this point.
Either way, you're on
it
hold
really
for a
does.
Long time. You're on hold for a really long time.
And you don't know what you're doing.
The Predator calls the Terminator and he's like, all right, first off, my arm bomb is stuck at 3 seconds left and I'm trying to blow up the guy here in the jungle. And he's going to the chopper. He already said get to the chopper, and so I know that's where
I saw the chopper leave.
I need to... How do I restart terminated?
That chopper's way gone.
Call is terminated.
Can I just transfer this over to, like, to, another... Like, to my...
My neural net processor is a learning CPU.
Can
you
can I,
remove
like,
it and blow on it and put it back in.
Jiggle it from side to side before.
Smell it. Does it smell like burnt silicon? It's fucked. All right, moving on. Or we could just do this for another hour. I mean, I'm fine with that, too. Either way. Next thing. Okay, so Robert Rodriguez is doing that. Big fucking whoop. A-Team? They're remaking A-Team.
What? Who?
Everyone can eat shit!
Doesn't make
no
sense.
No actors have been attached to it.
That's stupid. That's
but
stupid.
Wait. Place your bets right now. Shia LaBeouf. Yes.
Oh. As who? Face?
Give me what's his face from The Green Mile. Mr. T.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
As a gorilla. As Mr. T.
What?
From Planet of the Apes.
They
wow.
decided to go.
Racist.
Wow, Joel.
He played a gorilla. It was his best role.
Damn, Joel.
Racist.
Okay.
Is it well, brother?
Zed? No, not Zed. Debo. You know, President of the Galaxy from Fifth Element?
Yeah, I could buy that.
Yeah. Because he's a oh, terrible right. actor, too.
Wait, so Shia LaBeouf's going to be faced? No. Give me Brad Pitt.
What? Are you going to put together like an Ocean's 11
as Space, yeah.
George Clooney as everybody else.
No. They could for...
No, let's get Ed Norton in there. Like, why not?
Oh, man, I'd watch that.
Ed Norton could play Murdoch. Or
get,
what's...
Get Christopher... Get
not Murdoch.
Christian Bale in there, and then I'll just watch it. I mean, big deal. I don't care what they do.
What was the crazy guy?
Murdoch.
Was it Murdoch?
Face. No. Murdoch. No, it's Murdoch. Murdoch was Mad Murdoch. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then so the old guy would be...
Bull from Night Court should be Mr. T. Richard Mull.
They just...
Blackface. Shoe polish. Straight up.
Whoa.
I'm serious.
Mama.
I'm serious.
No.
Well, then who's going to play
that for
Hannibal Lecter?
Meh.
What?
Or Hannibal Anthony Lecter. Hopkins?
No, 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 no.
no Hannibal Lecter.
He's not Hannibal Lecter.
That's a better movie.
His
he's the villain?
He was just Hannibal.
If he's in the call center, then you're not going to get anything accomplished.
Oh.
I'm talking about the main dude. The
yeah.
The ringleader.
John Smith. John Hannibal Smith.
What did my supervisor say to you, Clarice?
He told Actually, Edward
he told
Norton.
Me to unplug my modem and restart it, Dr. Lecter.
And did you do that?
I can
did you do it, Clarice?
I can smell your silicone.
I can smell your RAM. It's fused.
Hey, you
he said, what did multiple MIGs say to you?
He said he could smell my RAM. He said it was fused. Smoke.
I myself cannot.
Tell me, Clarice, is your fan making noise?
Who would do you need to reboot your motherboard?
Clarice.
They show that movie all the time on like USA. I can't remember what
Good.
They say instead of that.
Oh, well, word,
they
we'll
says,
back to
I can smell your scent.
We're talking about that in you know, the post game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we did.
He said,
shant.
He said, I can smell your scent. Scent.
All right, save it, save it. No. We're talking about that in the post, aren't we?
What?
Movies that are been edited for television.
Oh, that's true. We're at the post show. We're going to talk about movies that have been edited
save
for television.
Save it for the paying customers. We save the gold for there, just so you all know.
Okay.
We do?
So Hannibal Lecter delivers all of your customer service for your router, like in riddles. Like murder riddles.
Murder riddles?
Yeah, like all of his model numbers are like spelling out like clues.
Wait, so what do I do with this?
Like... why don't you carve your face off with it? Well, okay, I mean...
I don't know if it's helping, though.
Feed it to your dog.
Now let's get out
like,
there and...
Well, all
right. Oh, yeah, it is helping.
Oh, it was. Oh, the light. All three lights are on. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Right. Okay, Machete's getting made, maybe.
Yes.
God, I cannot wait for that.
With
that will be awesome.
Eli as Danny Trejo.
I don't know. It took so long.
I don't actually. I'd still see that.
Yeah.
This is also, obviously, Robert Rodriguez. I don't know if he's actually going to make the movie of it, though. Although we can't confirm the news, it's nice to hear rumblings around town. We're being told the Weinstein Company has a serious plan on shooting Robert Rodriguez's Machete later this year.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be shooting Robert.
Shooting Robert Rodriguez.
Why not?
Like,
so that he stops putting his girlfriend in movies. And,
He's seriously obsessed with that girl.
It's not like he's Kevin Smith.
You know... You know, I mean, we've come a long way having Obama as president, but until Danny Trejo is president,
that's true.
We haven't won.
We
haven't
won.
I
would have to agree with that. That
we have a long way to go, guys.
Unless Obama unless Obama ends up like what's his face from Idiocracy,
Joe.
No.
Not sure. Oh, Camacho.
Yeah, President Camacho.
Camacho, porn star and professional wrestler.
Now I know a lot of shit's fucked up.
Shit's real bad.
What did he say?
But we got this guy. Not sure.
We have
He's gonna fix the water.
We have the House of Representatives.
House of Representatives. He's gonna fix the crops. And he's gonna do it all in 1 week.
That movie's so crazy.
Okay, so Machete, we'll see it when it comes out. And okay, this is a movie. It's like if Eli's brain could crap movies. Zombie Mexican wrestlers.
I'm already sold.
Already seen it.
It's based on a Dark Horse comic called El Zombo Fantasma.
What?
Big screen release from
I'm
Death Ray Films.
Still with you.
Yeah, I mean,
still here.
Nothing
Keep
else
going.
To say. That's all there is.
Keep going.
Zombie Mexican wrestlers, El Zombo Fantasma.
Sounds wonderful.
Has to happen.
Wonderful.
So when is that coming out? Is that coming out in theater?
Yeah,
kind of
well,
doubt it.
Probably not our theaters.
It's actually a documentary that's being filmed in Mexico
yeah.
right now.
In Mexico.
Right. By theaters, you mean my upstairs viewing room.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they don't want you to know this, but this is actually an epidemic in Mexico right now. There are zombie Mexican wrestlers that have taken over the entire continent. So.
Well, I mean, that wasn't too far away from the emo kids.
That's true.
So...
Did you know that it doesn't matter how much coffee you drink, you can never breathe it?
Really?
No,
really?
You can't.
That's really helpful, Joel.
I don't have coffee gills, apparently.
Oh.
Have you been trying, or are you just...
I just tried just now, and it didn't work. I try it once a week.
You have to practice,
and build up a tolerance.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so zombie luchadori. Next, I just want Josh to know that I think it's funny that Ugly Betty got canceled.
Aww.
Wait, when did that happen?
Well, it sort of happened.
Is that show good?
No,
I've
Josh is stupid. They
no,
benched
up.
It.
I'm listening.
Well, I'm telling him the story. They benched it, and it's not coming back, I guess.
Oh, that makes me sad.
Good.
He benched it. Why don't you go have a seat over there, Ugly Betty? Next
but I
want to
play, coach.
Next to the water cooler. No, it'll be fine.
Go sit with Pushing Daisies. No, you're in the
Aww.
Good spot.
Aww. Okay, see, it wasn't good like Pushing Daisies was good.
Let's see what they said.
You don't really care. Why would you even pretend to?
For your sadness. I want to see if I can stretch it out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it might return in June. So between now and June, they have to decide whether or not it's going to come back.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Last thing. You know, I mean, there are several people at this table that don't even have a steady income. The economy is terrible, but it's really hitting close to home when Harrison Ford has to cut his $15 million movie salary in half.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's agreed to take a piddly $7.5 million for his next film.
Oh,
because
whatever.
Things are bad.
That's rough.
You know, I found
I hope he's paid off the Millennium Falcon.
He's probably got a second mortgage on it by now.
Speaking of, the Nissan dealership called me today and were like, we see that you've fully paid off your vehicle. We're wondering.
Yeah, the day I bought it, cocksuckers.
Well, I got to that later, but like... We would really like you to come in and trade that in for a new one. You know, lots of people want that used model that you've got now, and if you've been taking good care of it, we could probably get you a sweet deal.
I have all kinds of gay sex in it. Is that a problem? No, we have a brush for that and a cream.
It's spray.
A foam. It's fun.
We have a cream for you and a brush for the...
Yeah, it's all good. There's a vacuum.
A brush for the truck.
There's a vacuum for you and there's a special brush for the truck.
Right. But yeah,
Mr. Jeffcoat, the thing is we're not making a lot of sales right now because everybody's broke. So if we could somehow parlay your paid off vehicle into more debt for you and more money for us,
right?
This is an ideal situation.
Well, they let
off a
like, we can probably keep your payments right about the same, and I'm like, sweet, because my payments are zero. And he confused that poor lady on the phone. I was like, I paid cash for it. I'm sorry.
I you should have made it rain in front of the
just like it was a stage effect.
You should have paid for your car. Do you have a desk I can stand on? Why? Because I'm going to make it rain.
I'm going to make it rain.
Oh, my God.
Boosh.
Faced. The guy's like, let's talk about your financing. You know what we should talk about? We should talk about Faced. Just throws a briefcase full of cash on the table. That's video game money, bitches.
Then he's like,
video game money.
Suck it. That's what it was.
Oh,
you weren't
also,
at Gearbox during
just,
that time.
Just,
no, I saw none of that fall.
Yeah, that was, 3 years ago?
Money hats, yeah. New money hats.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, checks came out on a Friday, and there were 10 new cars in the parking lot on Monday.
I've heard of that.
And then like 10 more the following week when everyone figured out which car to buy.
Right. Yeah.
That's all geeks can do when they're like, oh, here's a giant money hat. Can I trade this for a car? Do they take money hats
for
cars?
Can I?
Money hands for cars.
And it's still some left over for hookers? A little bit? Okay, good.
It was fun, though. I took tips from Mikey and went in and argued with him for about 4 hours and
because this is
ripped
him
off.
I'd not be able
because
to.
Because if you
It
do
was
that,
so much fun. It was so much fun.
I can't do
the
that.
Whole time you're bartering.
It was like playing a video game, but in real life.
I'll have to bring you the next time I buy a car.
It's so fun.
It.
The whole time they're
so
fucking with you on the price, they're thinking, okay, I will make this concession. We will fuck him in financing.
Right.
And I'm not kidding. I've known lots of car salesmen. I've bought lots of cars. That's just how it is.
Well, sure.
And there's two deals you have to do. You have to bitch about the price of the car for usually 2, sometimes 3 hours. And then, however they've fucked you or not fucked you up front, they try and like double it over on the back end by fucking you with the financing. So Josh calls me and tells me, like, he's like, I did the whole thing, man. I'm like, they're like, okay, how about this number? No. How about no? How about I'm paying you exactly this much? That's all I'm going to pay. And the guy's obviously, Okay, because I'm going to fuck you on financing. So it's not going to, it's okay, whatever. Okay, so let's go see Dean in our financing department. I'm going to write a check. Do you take checks?
Yeah.
Do you take
awesome.
Money?
Checks? Money cash?
Yeah.
How much do you make off of that?
I have bags in my other
You make almost nothing when I buy it this way?
Money?
Oh, your commission's real low? Tiny commission?
Oh.
That's nice for you.
Check it out. I got a new car.
All right, later.
Bitches.
Peace. Which is funny because he bought the first new car with the first gearbox check, and then that one was old and busted by the time. It actually was. It had been wrecked like 3 times.
It had been wrecked once. Not by somebody else.
Yeah, not even by you. So anyway. So Harrison Ford, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Oh,
7
I did,
million does not buy a lot of airplanes.
I did find a blog today, just kind of looking around. They're supposed to be, I don't know if it's, they don't know if it's real yet or just a publicity stunt. But there's supposed to be a blog up basically about a couple of girls have put it up, and it's something about what is it? Bankers girlfriends or something dot blog or something, I don't know. But it's basically a blog about
blogs now?
About women in New York who are dating or are dating or are married to bankers.
Okay.
That are used to the high life kind of all the pampering.
Ramen.
And yeah, now they don't have money, and now they can't go to the Bahamas like as many times as they're used to.
Oh,
and I'm just reading this.
That's horrible.
Well, they're saying that they're not sure if it's a publicity stunt to get them to get to get a book deal or a movie deal, or is it really true? Like,
dude,
either way,
that writes itself. That's the next Sex in the City. It's like
I know that's what I'm saying.
The broke housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever. Huh. Well, if no one's doing that already, then
the Real Housewives shows. I mean, they do follow, like, girls that can't do anything on their own.
I know,
like,
that's what I'm saying. So there could totally be a Sex and the City style show of, like, girls that used to be rich and now... It'd be like Arrested Development, but not funny. Did you ever notice...
It would be a different kind of funny.
Did you ever notice on Arrested Development, despite the fact that they were broke, it never really affected their lifestyle?
No,
except for when Lucille couldn't get anything but a pool membership.
Right. Well, no, because then they... Because everybody was always asking... Lucille was always having to, like, hide the checkbook and... Ration it out.
Only,
but only
Michael wasn't dipping into the pot constantly.
I was just watching
so
the Mr. F episode the other
Mr.
day.
F.
Just because we were talking about it.
For British eyes only.
Oh my god, the tiny town was so good.
He was such a pussy.
I love
and
the distinction.
The second one, she's like, Michael, you're such a beep. Really? We had to bleep that one. Depending on the intent, pussy was bleeped or not bleeped. A thoroughly polite dust up. So, every time I think about you, I put a fag between my lips and blow.
Oh, you're such a pussy.
Mail sack. Maily, maily, mail.
Oh.
Mail sack. I don't really... We need a theme song for that.
I know.
Mail sack, mail sack, mailly, mailly, mail.
Oh, God.
That.
Rocket, rocket, all of my rocket sauce. All of my fucking rocket sauce, all of my rocket sauce.
Bling,
hey.
Bling, bling, bling.
Damn it.
Better luck next time. All right, we got a ton of questions, like a fuck ton, so I'm probably going to skip a lot of them. Sorry if we don't get to them. But there's like 18, we don't have that much time.
Right. What are you talking about? We've been doing this for like, what, 20 minutes? What are you talking about? Like,
yeah, for 18 minutes, but... okay, the first question is from Anna Mathias, and it doesn't matter how many times you ask us what we think about Stargate, we still didn't watch it. I'm not being
rude. I like the movie. I've never...
Yeah, I know.
I've
I
never
like the movie
liked
I,
the TV
the
show enough to watch more
than
one episode.
But I'm not being rude. I'm just saying that I think every week we get a what do you think of the various Stargate series, which is a perfectly valid question. It even fits with the topic of this, you know, this podcast typically, but we never watched it. So,
yeah. I've seen a few episodes of it, and every time I was like, "This is nothing like the movie at all."
Because
well,
the movie
dumb.
Was very confined; like it had a beginning and an end, and there was really no reason to continue.
And it had production value.
That's true, and
Kurt and
Russell.
One of the best musical scores ever.
Who was the other guy that was in that?
Kurt
Russell. No, there's some other guy.
Patrick Swayze. You get them confused a lot.
No.
I do, actually.
Everyone does.
he's
going to die.
What?
No, he's
gone
not.
He's gone off his cancer meds.
What?
They reported... Okay,
but
this could be a rumor.
But that new show.
It was filmed a while back.
What?
They reported, I think, two
I
days
they
ago.
They were saying that he was better now.
So you'll watch the show, maybe? I don't know. But they reported that he's off his meds, which typically means I'm just going to let it happen.
Aww.
So...
Puts
our thoughts
in the
are actually with him, I suppose, but
that
not.
Sucks. I just saw Michael J. Fox in a commercial the other day for, I guess, for Parkinson's awareness.
Don't, whatever. Not damn for it. Stirring pain. Damn, not no. for anything. Don't say it, whatever
no,
it is.
It's terrible.
Nothing. Not for shots. Not for anything.
I'm being sincere. Anyway.
I love that you knew exactly what. You were just, no!
I was jumping on the grenade.
Yeah, you sure were.
Boosh!
And it's I guess it's just getting worse for him. He's really just.
It will until he dies.
He can't even like keep still anymore.
Now
hardly.
He says, "Oh, he's been bad for years."
Well, I've seen him before when he was, I guess, whatever, talking to Congress or whatever he was doing.
He said a few times that when he does those appearances, he'll actually not take his meds. So that it's obvious. And
his whole body was shaking in the commercial. It was crazy.
At all. I've seen him on two different interviews. One where he was on his meds and one where he was off. And when he's off his meds, it looks like he's trying to get out of the chair for the entire interview. He's literally like standing up. See, here's what's fucked up about Parkinson's.
It's really disconcerting.
It's not that you just like shake. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm shaking, I'm vibrating. Sure. It's that your body is trying to do things that you don't want it to do. And you're not in control of the actions. Mm-hmm. So like he was literally like trying to get out of the chair and keep himself in the chair, and it's just horribly depressing. But
it sucks so much to see Marty McFly.
I'll give him more credit than I think anybody else that he walks the walk. I mean, like, you know, he's completely devoted his life to raising awareness for Parkinson's. And here's what fucking sucks is it's working because he's a celebrity. So good for him, bad for everybody else.
Right.
Shame on America for that. But whatever. I didn't give a shit about black presidents until Barack Obama. So
I didn't give a shit about black presidents until season 1 of 24. Hey, that's what really brought it home.
Hey,
to me.
Oh, yeah, did you ever watch West Wing?
Yes.
Okay.
Show was amazing.
Okay, I haven't. But
I've only seen the first season.
I have a specific question.
First four seasons are fantastic.
I have a specific question though.
Okay.
I caught one episode when I was down in Beaumont for Christmas. And I don't know what season it was from, but if it was from several seasons ago, it was predicting the future.
Okay.
Because there was a minority candidate, it was Jango Fett, I think, was the minority candidate for president. Uh-huh. There was a much older, war hero candidate played by the guy from MASH, Alan Alda. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the later seasons.
Okay. And then their battle plays out exactly like end of the Obama-McCain campaign.
I know you said Jango Fett, but I'm just picturing Boba Fett in the White House now. That's all I can think of now.
Oh, it wasn't Jango Fett. It was
too late.
Bail Organa.
Too late.
It was Bail Organa.
Oh, Jimmy Smits.
Yeah, it was Bail Organa.
Yeah, that was one of the later seasons.
And then there's a whole thing about him having to he can't move into the White House on time to get his kids in school. And this was before that even happened. This was like 2 months before that happened.
He had his own show too.
So like, were they predicting the future?
I don't know. That was after I quit watching.
TV generally does.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens. I mean, after Bartlett. Oh wait, I don't want to. Okay, so.
Oh yeah, yeah, 24. Right. Sorry,
we're talking about the West Wing now.
Denise has been zoned for most of the show.
Sorry, it's been a long day.
She tried to tell a story earlier that I had already told.
Yeah, I did.
Five minutes prior.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's like, did you hear about that thing? And I'm like, this story I just told? Yeah, I heard it when I told it.
Oh, did you know we have a black president now?
on West Wing. No, 24?
Oh. Yeah.
This is the only reason I know.
Yeah,
oh, you got a copy of it. Yeah. Nice.
Amazing Obama,
hold it up,
man.
Yeah. Hold it up to the audience.
Yeah, no, the first four seasons of West Wing are amazing. And then What's-His-Nuts didn't write the show anymore.
I like when that girl started on that show, the conservative blonde girl that's on CSI now.
Yeah.
That made for a really good season.
So to answer your question, do you guys like Stargate? 24 no. West Wing is our answer. 24 West Wing. Though Deuter does answer, I enjoyed both Stargates, but they suffered from small budgets. And yeah, I mean, how that show and Battlestar were made by the same network, I'll never understand. So moving on.
It's just kind of funny as we're talking about all this stuff, I'm looking at the website for Allcon,
okay,
which is in March, and there's a picture of a dude dressed as Predator.
Yes.
Was that the one that you said was so great last year?
Yeah, that was the one that had a burlesque show.
Okay, well, can you remind me ahead of time so I can go to that? Because, like, every time there's a con, you're like, oh, I'm going to a con tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because, like, I have to make plans at least 2 weeks in advance for that kind of shit.
Well, here's your one-month warning.
Just tell me, what, 2 weeks before? I want
to
go.
Oh, and Chief Terrell's going to be there again.
That's all he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all he wants to do at this point.
I think this is a question later, so I'll get to it later. But Johnny A's asked the question, what do you think about Browncoats tweeting as the crew of Firefly? I don't know about this.
Oh, neither do I.
So I can't comment on it, though, honestly, with that kind of stuff, whenever people fake celebrity blog, if it's funny, go for it.
Yeah.
If it's shitty, stop, because that's bullshit.
The Tobias Funke Twitter was actually pretty funny for a while. I eventually
they
unsubscribed.
Steam, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of like...
Yeah. Is the Tina Fey one real? Is that really her?
Yeah, because she's never done it. She's done it like...
Okay.
She's done like...
Oh,
12.
There's like...
Because I just added that one, and that one's kind of funny, actually.
She never updates it. Do you see update? Is she updating now?
That's
supposed
think recently.
To be her. You know, Brent Spiner got on... Okay, so Jordy LaForge has been tweeting for a long time. Or, well, not a long time, but recently does it a lot. I almost have to unsubscribe because he's, like, way too prolific with it. But he's pretty interesting. So he convinces Data to start tweeting.
Right, right. I have
which
most...
is so mind-blowing.
It's awesome.
But he had to contact Twitter to get his name.
Like somebody else had it?
Yeah, I mean, someone registered Brent Spiner. You know, just whatever. Like, I can register any name I want to.
Oh, how funny.
But Twitter gave it to him.
Huh.
Well,
I didn't think they
Brent
would do
Spiner.
That.
Well, good for them, because they're not making any money anyway. So they're like, well, this is our toy, so
whatever.
You go away. Here you go.
I mean, it's better for them, the more celebrities that are doing it, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get to this later, if that's starting to...
Just Patrick Stewart needs to be on there, and then everything's done.
If he could order tea through Twitter, I'd be so happy.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like you're uploading audio clips, because
right,
it's not
you can't hear his voice.
Well, that's true.
If he's typing tea, send. Earl Grey, send.
I just want to see him type number one.
Number one.
Just every month or so.
I would spell like that. What's really bizarre about having... Will Wheaton is different, because he's been geek blogging for, you know, almost
sure.
a decade, but... Having Jordy on there is bizarre because these guys, LA guys, you know, tend to know a lot of various people that you really wouldn't expect them to be friends with because maybe they haven't worked with them or whatever. So every once in a while, he's like, oh, check out who else is on here. Oh, check out who else is on here. And it's just these random, like, that's when I found, you know, Adam Savage from the Mythbusters. And we talked about this last time, but or time before last, but it's just very bizarre seeing into these people's lives and how just incredibly normal their lives are, just with really good jobs.
You're people. You're just people.
Adam Savage is probably the best one right now because he posts pictures like 100 times a day.
I know, it's great.
And
well, no. Like,
here's the shit we're building for Mythbusters that you're not going to see for 6 months.
On a badass day,
so
he'll
weird.
Post like 5 photos or 5 like iPhone pics.
Yeah.
And they're all really cool because it's like a truck with like a predator attached with an iron frame on top.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's almost like, I mean, he's promoting the show without really doing it, because I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm watching next season.
One of them recently was a picture of Jamie incognito in an airport because he didn't want to get recognized. So he's got like a hat and glasses, and it's at night.
Well, somebody Twittered.
Mustache over his mustache.
Somebody Twittered.
He needs to have like the skinny French
a
one.
Santa beard.
Yeah, somebody Twittered him asking him, like, do you guys always have to fly incognito when you go places? And they said, like, 80% of the time, yeah. Because, you know, we just want to go to wherever it is we're going and be done
with
it.
They got a shit ton of gear stolen, too.
Oh, wow.
Did they?
Yeah.
They travel with, he took a picture. Actually, it's on his TwitPic. I think it's TwitPic/don't try this, of their gear. And it's like, you know, 150 cases of cameras and other tools and shit.
And it sucked.
And
yeah.
They lost, I think he said, like...
He personally said that he lost, like, $3,000 in tools.
And it'll get replaced by insurance, but it's, you know, it's, like, sentimental stuff that they can't actually...
You know what?
Sucks.
I feel bad for their insurance company is who I feel bad for.
Well, yeah, because...
Oh, my God.
Man, I was reading an article that they have... Well, because they have to have all kinds of insurance.
Well, have you noticed how, as the show has progressed, they can do less and less themselves?
Yeah.
Very first season, like, okay, I'm going to strap dynamite to my face and then jump off a bridge.
Right.
And now
they're
like...
Jamie's going to ignite it. He will be safely behind the barrier.
And now they're like super... Because now they deal with high explosives on every episode now. So,
well, that's what we love them for.
You know what's funny
I love them for
them
other reasons, but
is
that's
they
different.
Have Wait, just what? Like Monster Garage.
He snuck that in pretty good.
Do you remember when Monster Garage and
American
Chopper...
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that.
...reinvented... like the Learning Channel turned into the automotive fixing stuff channel.
The like watch us build cool shit channel.
Yeah. And then the Mythbusters have basically created an entire new subgenre of blowing stuff up channel.
Yeah.
And so now there's like four shows that are called like Blow Shit Up. Blow more
they're
shit
shitty.
Up.
Shit blown up.
How shit gets blown up.
How to explode an explosion.
Yeah.
We're gonna
explodingexplosions.com.
Yeah, we're gonna blow up an explosion in mid explosion.
Actually, the Mythbusters have done
that. At 1,000 frames a second.
Yeah. Do you remember that? They showed that you can put out a fire with an explosion.
Yeah.
It creates a vacuum.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What?
You can put out a fire with dynamite.
It makes no sense.
It makes
no
sense.
No, it makes perfect sense.
There's no fuel.
No.
My head makes no sense.
Denise is a girl. She wouldn't get it anyway.
Oh. And a foreigner. So...
Because, okay, so...
Well, that's just defensive.
There's like a...
Okay. I'm being realistic here.
You crossed the line.
I would love to see that episode of, like, Discovery Channel where, like, there's a split screen. On the left side, Denise is in the kitchen, and on the right side, it's, like, Josh. And on the left side, like, a grease fire starts, and she's like, I don't know what to do. And on the right side, like, a grease fire starts, and Josh is there and lights a stick of dynamite, and is like... Boosh, boosh! And it just goes out.
Kitchen's
like,
destroyed. Boosh. Fire is out.
Denise is still screaming in the other one, just like, somehow her arm's on fire and she's just waving.
Then she makes Tempura arm.
Oh, wait, have you heard about Tempura House?
I guess what?
Oh, no, it's the home for lightly battered women.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What is that from?
No, you have to fire him now. No, you have to fire him. I refuse.
You are not my HR director anymore.
I refuse to work under these conditions. Wow.
That was pretty good.
Somebody told that at a dinner party I was at last weekend.
What? Name of the episode. Tempura House. I was going to try and do one with, like, Call Center Predator, but it's Tempura House.
You're just going to love the ending roll there, aren't you?
This is like a graduation song.
It's been a while since I had a good little bam. Yeah,
that was actually pretty good.
That was like the dynamite in the grease fire. And boom goes the dynamite in the grease fire.
Yeah.
Boom.
Fires out.
Feel boom. My arms.
Boom goes the dynamite. When are you going to get those clips? Just record the whole video and then chop it up. Boom goes and boom. And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Next thing. Let's see. This is for Eli. This is kind of a loaded question. It's actually kind of the question.
Is this about game rentals?
Yeah, it's kind of wrong.
I already
kind of
answered
right.
it.
Well, you're going to answer it live on the air.
Well, I answered it on the forum because it's going to stir like a longer conversation.
We can do it quickly.
Do it quickly. Both of you can chime in.
Okay,
the question is...
Wait, I can answer it in...
Let me ask the question
fine.
First. The question is... I just finished Hell's Highway, which both Josh and Eli
Yay.
Sort of worked on.
Sort of?
Well, Josh sort of worked on it. Eli did a lot. I rented it a while back from Gamefly... And I was wondering, how does the system like that affect developers? From rentals, do you, how does game
Aww,
renting
kitty, so
affect royalties and whatever?
The question is, do we get anything from places like Gamefly? The answer is
no.
My assumption is that the company gets paid for one copy.
That's it.
Rented.
They get paid. They have to buy a rental copy, which is just
like $80 or $90. Or
yeah,
something.
It's a more expensive copy.
But yeah,
we don't get shit.
Three rentals, we don't get shit for it.
Yeah, three. Rentals
yeah, but
and
the
it's
DVDs
done.
Rentals don't come out until 6 months after the movie was in theaters.
Yeah.
Whereas,
that's true,
our games are available for purchase in for rent.
But
on
how
the same
else
day.
Would you do it?
You don't rent games.
That's retarded.
That's because, why. Okay, that's why I was saying it's a loaded question. And
I mean, people like me would never do that. If I had a 360, I'd rent and nothing else. I wouldn't buy $60 games.
Well, then you wait, 6 to 9 months to play the game, like DVDs,
which is fine for Joel
because
he never plays games anyway.
But theaters will go away eventually, and then movies will just be delivered on demand. So,
but yeah, it's the same thing with video games because video games are so expensive to make. That if you're not charging the $60, $70 for games, games are going to go away.
The whole system's broken because...
It is.
And that's what I'm saying. I
had a hard time justifying $20 for a movie. The reason I don't have more games is because the 360 wasn't easily hackable. I could not afford... I wanted 10 games and I did not have $700.
Right. And so, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's an expensive... toy to have.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, that's like expensive hobbies like fucking scuba diving and shit. I mean, that is expensive.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but owning a 360 is so much more rewarding than
real life experience.
Yeah, no, fuck
that. Swimming with dolphins and shit.
I can virtually scuba dive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard our people do too.
And that's just the only
my people's.
Your tribe.
Your
tribe. Monkeys?
God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, baboons.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go.
But bonobos?
That system's broken, and so there you go.
Yeah, the system's very broken.
Actually, I was talking today about...
Too far beyond repair.
I was talking today, they should fix video games, then healthcare. I was talking today about...
Sure. Please.
On the comic today, because they're releasing a shitty version of... Taken in the theaters that I'm going to wait for DVD, and I was thinking out when I wrote, I was thinking that they would get 10 cents when I rented it, and then I realized after I posted that they won't.
No.
So I'm like, well, fuck you, Hollywood, you fucked up. I would have gone to the theater, but now I'm going to get it from Netflix, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, those systems are broken, but I mean...
It's great for the consumer.
No, it is.
You've got to find a balance.
But at some point, like, the studios are going to run out of money.
You can't take away...
Like, video games are not going to go back to only costing, like, $20,000 to make.
Netflix is a stopgap of instant on-demand delivery of every movie with no physical media. But it's so much more convenient than not only theaters, but especially places like Blockbuster, which will be gone in 5 years anyway, if not two. So...
If not, like, next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're bleeding out.
Circuit City.
They were supposed to partner with Circuit City, and then they were like, oh, God, no.
Yeah, Circuit City went under completely. They're closing.
I went there during lunch today.
There's nothing going.
They're still not desperate enough for my money.
And they won't be till it's over.
Over!
It's all going to liquidation anyway, so they don't really have to.
They don't care. No, there's no reason for them to care. Because by the time there's 10% of regular price deals, it'll be like an old shitty remote and an antenna. And that's it. There ain't going to be a TV for $10. I mean, that's not going to happen.
No, but okay, when CompuSite closed, I got like 8 360 games for about $60.
Yeah.
That was
you'll
awesome.
You'll find that. You'll find it on media, sure. They'll probably want to get rid of their media, but big, expensive electronics are not going to do any good deals. But Blockbuster just tried to partner with another streaming on demand company, and apparently their service sucks. Netflix, dude. Netflix is on the forefront of. Their Roku players
they were smart enough
and better and better.
They were smart enough not to say, like, it can only be one box. They were like, we need to partner with as many people as we can or we're going to go away.
Did you hear that Boxy is looking into partnering their software? Their potential profit model is going to be their software on other people's hardware.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Neat. That's neat. If they can put it on a Blu-ray player like Netflix does, which, by the way, that's just the smartest thing they could possibly do, because then you're paying $300, and if Blu-ray goes away, you've still got your Netflix box, and if Netflix something bad happens, you still have a Blu-ray player. That's so smart.
Yeah, it's like having that DVD-VCR combo.
It is.
If DVD didn't catch on, you'd still have all those tapes.
That's true. You do still need to play those.
Yeah, it's like Rick having that Blu-ray HD-DVD combo drive. That's whatever.
Next. this is from The Stig. I'm not going to read your preface, because basically it just tells the entire story of Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf saying that it's a complete bullshit movie, and then it kind of redeems itself at the end. So his question, and I thought about this and I couldn't think of one, was, can you think of any other movies that kind of were falling apart and then redeemed themselves right at the end? Sort of the opposite of Event Horizon.
Right.
Silent Hill.
Didn't see that.
I didn't either.
Silent Hill,
I know what
was
you're talking
kinda
about.
Retarded, because in the first couple minutes it's like,
oh, I've got one.
The little missing girl who, like, can see the future. I don't know. Some
Whatever. Dumb
shit. She has, like, a big chief tablet and writes on there, like, a little stick figure drawing. And the mom looks in and she's like, what is this? And she goes, Silent Hill. And then the movie starts and you're like,
because that
oh.
was the commercial.
Oh.
That was the trailer.
Fuck. And the whole time we're just like, God, fuck. Shit.
As you paid for it to watch it.
But then at the very end of the movie, we're like, fuck. Oh. All
right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about, actually.
And then you're like...
I know now.
He's talking about the barbed wire rape.
Yeah, they're like...
Oh.
And it is what you're thinking, only it's worse than what you're thinking.
Oh, wow.
They basically spent all their, like, CG budget to make that scene, and they're like, okay, let's film the rest of the movie. And they're like...
We're out of money.
Dude, we're almost broke. And they're like, oh.
From Dusk Till Dawn does that. The first It turned out I had seen the last half of that movie 100 times and never seen, the beginning.
Oh,
and so
right.
finally I'm like, God, I need to watch this all the way through. And I'm like, this is a different movie. Is this the first one? Have I seen the sequel?
Yeah.
Where are the vampires? And there's all this bullshit before there's vampires. Right, right, and then right. there's vampires. And then it's a great, cheesy vampire.
You know
movie.
What's funny if you think about it? That's actually the origins of Grindhouse, because the first part was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
And it sucked.
Oh, okay.
And then the second
right.
half
I get that.
Was
that's
Robert
true.
Rodriguez. So right. they just flipped it and made him into 2 hours.
For anyone
epics.
That's never seen it, just watch the second hour, because you don't need to know anything that happened.
Yeah,
the
just
first
wait
hour.
Until you see Cheech Marin and then hit play.
Yeah.
Like,
and
go
then
to
the,
64.
The big reveal at the end is a nice matte painting.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
which
a
I think was
kind of
cool. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of neat.
Well, it was good, but it was a painting. You know, I mean, that's what they had budget
see.
For.
Any
bad
other
movie that ended well? That's hard. That's a hard one.
Throw them in the chat if you've
I
got
could say
them, and I'll tell what you
the guys. New Prince of Persia game does that.
Oh, I thought you were replaying the first one or something. I didn't know what you were talking about.
No, there's a new one that just came out, like, last month.
JFK. I'm just kidding.
Oh God!
Back.
Oh. Yeah, it's
and
like
to the left.
Yeah. It saved itself in the the jury scene at the end. You're like, oh man, that dude actually got shot.
Because you didn't know how it's gonna end.
Yeah, I was like, oh man. They're
like, I'm gonna go see JFK. Oh, that sucks. Don't spoil it. I don't know what happens.
Wait, can we say that for?
Oh, dude, Titanic. What are you talking
about? I was
about
to say that. Titanic.
Hello.
Don't spoil it.
The Titanic, does that a shitty movie? That
it flies away.
Do you remember the Robert Smigel cartoon, Titanic 2?
No.
It was a Disney cartoon. What? Or no, it wasn't a sequel. It was a Disney cartoon version of Titanic. And he's
what?
Like a singing boat. He's got little boat friends. And then he hits an iceberg and dies.
What? What are you talking about?
It's probably on YouTube. It
That's
was
crazy.
Saturday TV Funhouse on SNL.
Saturday TV Funhouse.
Did you ever see the
TV Funhouse
on MTV Movie Awards a long time ago? Ben Stiller and somebody else were pitching Titanic the sequel to James Cameron. That's why it was so good.
Oh man,
James Cameron's in his desk, and Ben Stiller and I think Vince Vaughn.
Wow,
are pitching.
Oh, that
look,
is...
Titanic did excellent money, baby. But here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking sequel. And he's like, James Cameron's like, no. God, no. And they're like, all right, so the ship sinks, right? But there's an air bubble. And the people, they start a new civilization, and then
oh
they
my
call
God.
It, the
Are
Titanic's
you
half buried, so they call it Titani. It's like, there's this whole thing. it's funny. It's funny as shit. That's probably on YouTube, too. God. So.
That's good just for Titani.
Titani. Let's see.
There's an air bubble.
Yeah, there's an air bubble. There's
in my bloodstream,
society.
Headed straight from my brain.
Right. Let's see, next thing. I'm not going to be able to answer this one either, but Nardak asks, on the radio this morning, they were talking about the best ending lines in movies. They contended that Caddyshack was the best with, hey everyone, we're going to get laid! He contends that Blade Runner is, with almost saying, it's too bad she won't be alive, or she won't live. But then again, who does? So is there an ending line of a film that stands out in your mind?
I'm fond of the ending line from Clue, from the third quote-unquote real ending.
Okay.
Where
which one?
It Mr. Green, who during the course of the movie is understood to be homosexual.
Right.
At the very end, turns out the whole thing was a ruse, and he says, I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife! And he smiles,
oh,
winks,
right.
and turns.
Okay, I remember that. That one was good. I love that movie.
All right, and then I also love every second of that movie in an almost unhealthy way.
It's not technically the last line of the movie, but Gone with the Wind is one of my favorite movies.
What line?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. That's gotta be.
That's just a quote.
What about?
Come on.
Oh no, no.
It's not technically the last line, but I mean that's.
Is it
when,
towards the end?
Yeah, it's pretty much
like halfway through.
Towards the end of the movie. Okay. You never seen it?
No, I actually.
Yeah, I haven't either. I don't care.
You haven't either?
I've never seen Citizen Kane either.
I tried to watch that once.
I think we
fell asleep.
They made us watch that in some class. I can't remember which.
Was it English class?
It might have been. I can't even remember.
God,
yeah, it was.
I've
it was
that.
English
oh,
class.
God.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
No,
it was AP English.
I've seen a fuck ton of movies, and I can't think.
Movies
can't
that
think
have
of
a good.
One.
Let's see. Best ending lines
ever
in movies.
Ever.
ever. Greatest last film lines and quotes.
Whoa, this is going all the way back to The Birth of a Nation, which is a super racist movie.
Can you even still watch that movie?
No. No, I've got a good one.
What?
No, The Passion of the Christ.
I thought that it ended with...
Is that the wind whistling through the holes in his hands, or what?
Always look on the bright side of life. Because life's a piece of shit when you look at it.
I love the British you. No.
Isn't that movie?
No.
All right, these are all in the 40s. Let me skip up about 5 pages.
What do you mean, skip through the 40s?
I feel like the 40s. Barely even made movies back then. Let's see. Apparently the final word in A Fish Called Wanda is asshole.
Nice.
Let's see. Oh, you know what's got good ending lines? Is the first two Alien movies end with what is it, like end of transmission? Like it ends with the really cold computer, like saying like shit's all bad.
That's like the end of Tron, it's end of line.
Yeah,
I think I got it.
What?
Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Oh,
that wins.
Oh,
that
damn
wins.
It.
Yeah.
God damn. I've been that's sitting one. Here like I was just about to shit my pants because I was thinking so hard.
Oh, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Oh, you're doing that wrong.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The end line for Back to the Future 3 is, hey, Doc, where are you going now? Back to the Future? Nope. Already been there.
Yeah, whatever.
That's good, though. You win. Moving on.
Damn it.
No point in going any further than that.
Sorry.
Back to the Future, the ride.
Oh, God, that was... That was so bad.
We've told that story so many times. Wait, I even know that story. And
did
I
you get
there.
Wet in that one too?
No, but didn't Eric sing his...
One guy was too tall.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on.
Shut up.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
story.
Yeah. Let's see. Better luck next time. I'm just going to read this question. I'm not answering it because this is ridiculous. This is from Carhedron. What item would you least want to have inserted into which of your orifices? As in, which thing and then which orifice? What?
Wow.
Whatever, would but you, here's the what? Thing. Here's the thing that I want to point out, though. He says, P.S. My wife says I'm so gay. I don't know how she figures that. Then again, she also says she would pay good money to watch Josh give me a good rogering.
Wow.
You have sex fans. That's weird.
I need a picture of this guy now.
His wife?
Yes.
I am so confused
right
now.
If they will fly him down there, I'm sure he can help. I don't.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
Okay, here's the question I wanted to answer earlier that we sort of already answered.
I'm so confused.
This is from Saltmore. So many actors and celebrities are getting Facebook, Twitter, blog, whatever. Started reading a blog of the guy who plays Hurley on Lost. Of the ones you follow, what's the coolest and the most approachable? Who's the douchiest? Before you go there, I've noticed there's a split, at least that I'm seeing. It's a pretty even split of, I'm a celebrity, I blog, quote-unquote, to promote myself, and it's probably written by my PR guy. And there's like, I'm Adam Savage, or LeVar Burton, or whoever else, and I'm just like, you know, being a real dude. And then there's kind of a third one of like, I'm Lindsay Lohan, where I'm crazy, I'm high, and I blog in all caps.
Those are the best.
Kanye West fits in that category.
Yeah. Oh, and no, what is it? No punctuation marks.
No punctuation. Makes no sense when you read it. Courtney Love was definitely in that category for a while. She used to MySpace a lot.
There's somebody else. Lily Allen, I think, blogs a lot also.
MySpace, yeah. So those are basically your three main types of celebrity bloggers. I only have room in my life for the first type of like normal dude just going about his business. And even then, after I sign on, I typically stop after a while because it's just too much. But I don't know. Who do you guys like? I mean, I think we've already talked about Adam Savage, LeVar Burton, obviously Will Wheaton.
Those are the highest on my list just because I got one reply.
Right. And you've been fishing for a new one ever since then, too.
Yeah.
He's never going to reply again. You were I was hoping that
I was hoping that he would reply to my Snigglets that I talked about today.
No. Oh. Adam Savage is like, man, I just took the biggest shit, and then I measured it with calipers, and then I put it in a machine, and I turned it into a bomb, and then Eli's like, huh, I took a shit, too, today. You want to compare shits? Come to my house. We can play Xbox. Okay, bye. I have PS3 too.
No gay stuff.
I have PS3 also. Yeah,
I'm totally straight. Can I?
If you want gay stuff, Josh will come too. We can have a party.
Yes.
Can
yes.
A party. Can I get a job?
Adam Savage fits the criteria.
Oh, they both do.
No!
Oh, sweet mother
Not
of God,
Jamie.
Yes, both of them.
Do you want to hold on to that mustache like
handlebars? Oh my God, yes. Oh God, am I blushing right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I think I am.
You're a little flushed.
Yeah, that's
wow. Is there like MythBusters slash on the internet?
I don't
want
to.
There,
what?
I have.
Well, of course there is, because I said it. I mean,
yeah,
there is, obviously.
No, there is. There have been some Photoshop tomfoolery that.
Oh my God.
Puts them in very compromising positions.
With like Buster.
With
like
themselves.
A three-way with Buster.
No, it's just them with themselves.
Carving new holes in Buster's drill out.
Well then,
I didn't even
to move away from that subject because I don't want to ruin MythBusters for me.
Right. No, I want to keep going.
Do you know who? The,
I am.
Do you know who the? Do you know who the judges on Top Chef?
Tom Colicchio.
I've seen like one episode of that ever.
Apparently, he's big in the.
Yeah,
he's
big in the bear community.
What's his name?
Tom Colicchio.
I'm gonna look him up.
Colicchio.
I only say that because they had a big bear and he got eliminated early on.
And he was like,
but he was talking about it the whole time. Every time he would walk in the room, he's like. Oh man, I just want to put a light butter sauce on that and let it simmer.
I don't think
I want
that.
A lot of that.
Wow,
maybe that part was edited out.
Oh, I'm pulling in pictures already. Inside the
He looks straight.
Oh, he is.
I'm sure he is, but I'm saying
he's just an item of affection.
Right.
Well, so is like
oh, see,
Adam
that makes
Savage.
See, now in my mind, every time I see them, Adam's going to be like shirtless, like milling a machine. He's like carving down some aluminum or whatever, and Jamie walks up behind him. He's like, "Do you need any help with that?"
Well, see, that's what makes MythBusters genius because maybe
that's a different kind of explosion.
They didn't cast everybody. Because of these reasons, they just happened.
Dick busters.
And we just
cock
wrote our
busters.
Like, yeah,
cock
busters.
Sweet.
I am looking at
ball busters.
Let's put that in the can and go.
The end.
That's great.
The only reason I see it is because they have like the attractive geeky girl. They have like the
Scored so well with Carrie because they you notice well,
they
the first
they
girl
the
left
smart...
because she kept getting hurt.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I'm almost positive
you're,
I read that she left
I know,
because
but
she
it's
was
just
getting
funny
injured
when
too
you
much.
Say that.
And she did get injured all the time. Remember
I wonder
they,
what
they
that
did
is.
They did the jawbreaker test. If a jawbreaker can explode if it's got caustic soda on it, mm-hmm. and they made steel jaws to bite a giant jawbreaker, it blew up and popped her in the face.
Oh, God.
And she got like a burn from it.
Yeah.
She got hurt
Weird.
All the time.
I
and
never
then you
saw
got,
that early. I never watched that. Early into
I've probably
the show.
Seen all of them, I would imagine. Hmm. There was a season or two where I kind of lost interest, but I think I caught up on reruns at some point. But and then Tori busts ass constantly, but he's fine, always. I mean.
Well, but he's, yeah, because I was looking up all their bios, and they have a little bit for everything, because like, then they have like Tori, who's like the good-looking guy for like the straight chicks, and then they have the uber-smart like Asian guy for like the uber-smart... Yeah, for robots that
want to fucking
for like HDTVs that are like turning like
I'm sorry,
watching
they
other
prefer
TVs.
Asians, I know.
Right,
it's not robots.
And like the two main dudes, like even though like neither of them are gay, they still fit the profile for.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
what we've just you
what,
know.
What are we talking about?
So they hit. They hit
they
all
shaved,
demographics.
If they shaved their facial hair, would they still be hot? Would that blow the illusion?
I don't know.
Less so, but
that's unfortunate.
I looked up.
No- Wait, Adam long hair or Adam buzz cut?
Buzz cut. Don't fuck with me.
Have you noticed how much hair he's lost over the seasons too? I feel bad for him.
I'm gonna. Say, I don't. I'm gonna. I'm gonna.
Josh is like taint hair, maybe. What?
I'm gonna tweet
what are we
to him.
Talking about.
I'm gonna send him a. I'm gonna send him a tweet and be like, dude, let that hair grow out. Let
you
it grow out, please.
No, just send him a link to the podcast. We talked about gay slash.
Turns out that Nutbuster is a chemical.
What?
Moving on. we've talked about cartoons a bunch in the last few podcasts. This question from Sid Kane is from, on the topic of cartoons, what cartoons symbolized the decline of craftsmanship in the 90s? We were talking about 80s before. Mm. So we would have all been kind of growing out of cartoons at that point. Plus, that was the time when anime took over, right after Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was in college.
So you were watching more cartoons than probably all of us, right?
Well, we were watching the stuff from like the 80s. Oh, okay. That was good.
In my mind, if I remember correctly, right after like X-Men was basically the last cartoon I watched, and then Power Rangers sort of came out, and there was like 10 shows like that, and then it was all recycled anime.
Dude, VR Troopers!
Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, sure.
Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. Did you ever see that one?
No.
It was just, it was like a third generation ripoff of Power Rangers, and it was so terrifying. There weren't any cartoons in the 90s, were there? I mean, it was all anime, wasn't it?
X-Men. I can't think of any. Dude. Yes.
I love that show.
It's in heavy reruns right now. It does not hold up in the slightest.
Are you talking about the X-Men?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. No, actually, it really doesn't.
No, it's really bad. The dialogue is terrible. Most of those old cartoons.
Yeah, no. I have the entire run of it at home.
And you watched it when you were sick one day. The whole thing. I know, five seasons.
Dude, it took like 3 days.
I know. I guess we don't have an answer. Do they have an answer for that? No, nobody? I don't know.
I don't.
You were 30 in the 90s, so what do you know?
I was having my first of 4 knee surgeries.
This is from, what's in your knee, right? Do you have metal parts in your knee?
No.
What do you have?
Nothing. It's just been scraped and...
What?
My bone on both my knees were like so like torn down that the knee was like scraping against
from, like,
each other.
Jumping borders, fences or something?
Yeah,
like,
pretty
what'd
much.
You do?
I actually exercised and ran and worked out and did
Thank
things
God
like
I didn't.
Normal kids.
See where that gets you?
My knees are great. Of course, here's what's funny. My back is actually really bad from inactivity, so it goes both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, give me the knee.
I could throw my back out getting out of this chair, and I would have no preparation for it.
Yeah.
It'll just happen. It happens like twice a year.
But no, they just basically scraped the edge of my knees, so they were smooth again.
They Dremeled your kneecaps?
Yeah, essentially. It was funny because they showed me pictures. They showed me pictures of it
for lubrication.
That's just funny.
They showed me pictures of it, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, they're like, you know, white blurry shit that looks like shit everywhere.
I was hoping you had like a.
I have the actual photos still somewhere.
I was hoping you had like a robot knee.
The doctor's like handing it to me, and I was like,
"Would you put your brain in a robot body?" It's from C-Lab, but it was with the totally wrong voice.
Knocking them robot boots.
Is that where your name comes from?
Yes.
Yeah. From C-Lab? God, yeah. Everything always comes back
to fucking
C-Lab. Oh my
God. You've only seen like half of one episode.
Next.
And they're 11 minutes long. Next. How do you only see half of that?
Because there's 300 of them. That's how.
There are five there's like 50 episodes, there's and like only like 20 of them are good.
75 hours of C-Lab.
Dumbass.
There would have to be like 800 episodes for that.
There. Check Wikipedia. There are
too bad.
Editing right now. heard y'all talking. This is from Under the Dark. Heard y'all talking about fan play, a fan play written about you. Do any of you have any fanish creative outlets out there on the interwebs besides this comic? Of course, fanfic, fan vids, comments, whatever. The comic is mine. So I don't know. You guys ever taken a?
Like a fan
work,
fiction?
Yeah, like a work of some kind and made your own creativity from it.
No, it's never even a
Josh
cartoon.
Modded games, does that count?
Yeah, but sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. What was the question?
Basically, have you ever done any fan fiction in any variety at all? Or fan creativity?
Does making your own levels for a game count? Sort of?
I'd say it does.
Yeah, sure it does.
You're taking an existing
sure
work
does.
And adding to it.
Yeah, okay.
Though, like, you know, erotic fanfic doesn't necessarily add to the quality of
no,
the
it totally does.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I mean I've
Wrong.
I've built stuff like for like in 3D for portfolio work. Like actually one of the things that I was at the comic book shop today because I was trying to find a miniature Serenity because I wanted to model it in 3D, but I need good reference so that I can see it because I'm not gonna fucking watch the DVD and pause it right there.
Oh. Yeah.
And then try to figure out exactly.
I have one. Why didn't you just ask me?
That one's tiny.
Well, no. That one would probably work. Yours is the. The Reaver one.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted the other one, but I could probably still work off that. But I've done stuff
blood.
Like that, but that's kind of like I don't know. I mean, I'm doing it because I've watched the show so much. But I'm not doing it and then going to like post it and being like, yeah. Dude, check it out.
There's a difference. Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, Eli, I just sent you. Just click.
In pre-internet days, I obviously drew all the comic book characters
and
that I liked.
I'm done.
I just did all of Eli's work for him just now.
What is it? Like every possible angle of Serenity?
It's the most important angles. The top, the front, the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Denise, nothing. No.
I used to draw a little bit.
Oh Lord, I just found the really, really, really bad, like dirty Photoshop for Adam Savage.
Let me see it.
No,
let me see it.
You don't.
Let me see it.
Fine. Denise, don't. No. This is not for your eyes.
Oh. Is it just Adam or somebody else?
It's just Adam.
Prepare me. Okay. Go. Reveal.
Don't look at the webcam.
Wow! That looks real.
I know. We thought it was. Believe me, many eyes have poured over that, desperately trying to find like the Photoshop seams. Oh,
it's like that scene from Judge Dredd where they're like, "No, it's been altered. Let me just remove the background, remove the foreground. Now it's a GIF."
You're welcome.
That was a
there's a much higher res version of it out there somewhere.
Poor Adam. I hope he never hears this.
He commented on it at one point.
Really? Yeah. Speaking of fandom and Adam Savage, did you see the Blade Runner pistol he made?
No.
Yes.
Holy shit. He made a working replica of Decker's gun from Blade Runner.
Link me.
And it looks... I don't have it.
God right damn it.
It's on his
you
Twitch.
You are so worthless.
It's fucking awesome. Try twitpick.com/don't try this. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
He machined the parts by himself.
That's when you know you've made it.
When you have time and resources to do that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go to the shop.
I'm going to go machine
a couple things.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome. That would, like, if I had enough...
But it works. It's a working gun. That's what's... I would kill people with that. You couldn't... I would be retiring people left and right. I'd be screaming to the police, here's a replicant! I'm a Blade Runner! What does that even mean? I don't know! They never explain. the title, it's meaningless. It just sounds cool.
Yeah, that you know you've made it when you could be able to do that.
You know,
when,
I've never seen...
You're like... It would be like if you could be like, you know... let's go downstairs to the recording studio, like this badass studio where we do podcasts. We all have our own individual booths and like stuff like that. And then, you know, you've made it.
We could put Josh underwater and then just mute him.
Right.
Or he could just not show up. I mean, it's even easier.
But then he'd have sex with dolphins because...
That's true. I would put dolphins in the booth.
Because they do that.
Do you remember like around 99, 2000, there was an article circulating on the internet about a guide to having sex with dolphins, and no one knew if it was real or not.
It probably is.
That used to be
linked off Goatsy.
Yeah, yeah. Like before, there was the internet like it is now. There was
there was the internet like it was before.
Yeah, the way back in
the good old days.
Internet that was.
Oh God! You can type dolphin sex in Google, and it gives you information.
But it was this long
swimmer
thing.
Escapes rape by dolphin.
Why would you?
Sorry.
Why would you leave? Why wouldn't you stay and enjoy it?
I don't know.
Wait, what? The dolphin was just confused. I'm
so fine. One of the things in that article that was fantastic was if you were a man that wanted to have straight sex with a female dolphin, because, you know, you don't want to be gross.
What?
Is
blowhole.
That a dolphin... look, this is why you didn't know if it was fake or not, but this is one of those things that everyone was like IMing to their friends before there was a bunch of internet. And I read the whole goddamn thing, and it seems funny, and then it gets really not funny, and it's like... A dolphin's vagina muscles are 1,000 times more powerful than a human's, and they can actually snap your dick off. Like, you have to be very careful. If the dolphin invites you in, like, and like, no! When would you ever have that kind of access to a dolphin? Like,
I don't know.
You can't keep them as pets?
At a peep show. Like,
a dolphin burlesque show?
Yeah.
Like, or in Miami.
Yeah, just go in the water and you're like, hey.
Never mind. I was actually making a sports joke. I should not have done that.
I didn't. Oh, God. Gross. Where can I delete that?
beep.
2 minutes. Two hours, 3 minutes.
Deleted.
Next thing.
I have to stop reading this webpage.
I know
oh,
you guys aren't
doing?
Gonna answer
what are
I'm
you
reading
doing?
The dolphin sex webpage.
Right, stop it, Josh.
let's see.
It's terrible.
It is.
We've already done this one in a different form. Sorry, Sea Hunt.
I see. Hunt.
Shut up.
Mike asks, whose faces would you put on Mount Rushmore of geekness? Mount Geekmore.
Well, that's not a bad question.
Whedon would be up there.
Woz?
With the Lincoln beard.
Well, no, I was thinking...
Woz?
Yeah. I was actually... You have to have, like, the one fat guy on the side.
Well, I mean...
Oh, wait, okay, so I would have...
Because I wouldn't put Steve Jobs in Mount Rushmore.
No, because
he's
just a marketing guy.
Well, he's...
Woz actually...
Well, no, he's a deity.
He's a visionary and a marketing guy, but Woz actually made... The Mac,
yeah. Are we going to do this as a group so we each get one?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Yes. Joel had his. I had mine.
I said Whedon. He said Woz.
Has to start with W.
I can't think of any.
George Washington. Oh, fuck. I ruined mine.
Solo. Han.
Han Solo?
Yeah.
Not
Harrison Ford.
Not Harrison Ford, but Han Solo.
Han Solo. So you can see like the upper part of the vest.
Yeah, right. Do that.
Like,
yeah. Okay. Denise.
I don't know.
With that asshole look in his eye.
Gandalf?
What?
No. Maybe Tolkien, but not Gandalf. That doesn't count.
Nobody knows what Tolkien
looks
like.
Yeah, nobody knows what he looks like.
That's true. No one's ever seen his face.
And everybody knows Han
He's
Solo.
Not real.
Did you ever notice that you've never seen me and Tolkien in the room at the same time? Just saying.
That's true.
Just saying, I am a terrible writer. I'm just saying.
You know, you'd almost have to put Lucas up there.
I would hate that. I would blow that part off.
Well...
No, Lucas will fix that in post.
Yeah, he will. We'll put someone else up there, but then every time you see it on film, it's like, why does it look like it's not quite supposed to be there?
It's a little
bit. Why is it winking at me? And why is its dialogue really bad? Why does it have dialogue? And why is it different than the last time I saw it?
That's Wizard, Annie.
Yeah, what the fuck? You know, oh my god, I came so close to throwing a brick at my TV when... I want to say it was the History Channel did a special called, like, The Magic of Star Wars.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a fucking circle jerk.
Oh, wait,
on
the
Lucas.
Science? Was it?
No, it wasn't the tech of Star Wars. That's different. That was actually pretty cool. This was, like, Star Wars' impact on generations culturally. That's valid.
I've seen that.
The whole thing was 2 hours of people talking about what a fucking visionary, life-changing badass George Lucas is.
Okay, yeah. I think I may have seen the same one, but it's so... ass backwards, because they're like, they talk about how the story of Star Wars is so much like early, you know, literature.
Yeah.
And that
the
Lucas,
hero's journey.
And that, like, Lucas was a genius for stealing it.
Yeah, no, just ripping off the
like,
Odyssey and the Iliad and
yeah,
everything
so,
else.
Yeah, we saw the same
Seven
thing.
Samurai, too.
Yeah, we saw the same thing then, because I was watching
Thanks
that.
Thanks for throwing in the Asian reference, though. We appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, what's
the Asian
he
delegation.
Stole it.
He's racist. You're a racist.
What? No, wait.
What?
I don't know.
I talking about? That's like the Lion King was stolen from that anime.
That is true,
lion,
though.
The White Lion, or
yeah,
that's and that's brother? Eerie.
That's actually that's.
Oh,
blatant.
I'm sorry, my mistake. Not even Seven Samurai. It was the Hidden Fortress.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah. So we saw the same show because I was. That's
you know,
all
but
I
really,
thinking,
but
I all those movies look the same. So you know, whatever.
Because you know, you've seen one pair of slanted eyes. You've seen them all.
God,
I'm just saying what you're saying. You're terrible. The one saying it.
Yeah,
I'm
but I'm
translating. For
I'm
this.
Using tact when I'm being racist.
Oh,
not.
Tactful racism. I see.
Yeah.
when I turned it on, it was like the first thing I saw was it was like Margaret so and so, professor of philosophy and culture at some college, and she's like, the thing that's just genius about George Click, like. Over
next channel,
yeah.
And next channel,
and you were like, your hand wasn't even on the remote. Like the
it was
TV
with
did,
the force.
Yeah,
the TV did it for you. Now the TV was like,
but I did it with the actual force, not the bugs that live in my brain. I did right. it with the force. Before it was retconned.
So wait,
you have
bugs that live in your brain?
No, you have.
Is that like the syphilis or what?
The force is basically an STD.
Sure.
You don't have it until you get banged by like a force hooker. That... has it you know,
right
and then
you
go get checked
you
out.
Get raped by a force priest as a child
yeah
and
then you get checked out and you're like oh fuck I'm like it's okay
oh
we can,
shit you got a case of the midichlorians
yeah, we can you got the mids we can
the mids.
We can manage it with medication
cool. You can't ever bang anyone else unprotected though or you'll give them the chlories too
that's true so
the sores will go
you
away
you have to realize
that you will always
at some
have
point
the
that
virus.
All of Star Wars sucks.
Empire is good.
No, I mean, it's good, but you have to realize that as a whole, when you put it all together, it's terrible.
Sure, whatever. Empire's awesome. I'm just going to keep speaking in tones of...
yeah, okay. Next thing.
Of how awesome Empire was.
Last one. This is from Rerun. First question from Rerun in a long time. This one's for Josh.
Oh, wait,
I've been watching
reading?
Australian Project Runway. And I just wonder if you hated Christy Hines' poor
so
attempt
good.
At hosting as
so
much as
good.
I do.
This is so good.
Anyway, am Australian? I in the middle of like, a cat fight here? Anyway, if you could replace her with anyone in order to make the challenges as brutal as possible, who would it be? You can't say Death Clock.
Yeah, okay, okay, so... Yes.
Can you give me any background on this? What the fuck's he talking about?
He's talking about that I actually do watch Australian Project Runway.
I do. Well, I gathered that. Because
they had
one. If they've got more Project Runway,
and
Josh is watching.
And Project Runway Canada and Project Catwalk, which is the British version.
Jesus, do you have any non-Project Runway hours of television?
Obviously
like,
not.
Whatever.
Fuck, that's
now,
like 4 hours a week.
To be fair, I've only seen the first season of Canada and Australia.
Project Runway.
So anyway,
when is the
who's
real
he talking
one
about? Who's
on?
Christy Hines?
She's the host, the lady, whatever.
And what's wrong with she? What's wrong with her?
She's kind of a bitch, but
well,
that's why
that's
why I like her. And she's nowhere near as bad as who's fucking Ozzy Osbourne's whore daughter.
Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah,
was on it?
No. Kelly Osbourne hosts the British version.
What?
Okay,
she can't
talk. Season exactly. I'll get
she's
there.
Like
does
half
she just,
no,
does she just do coke and shoot up and then scream and throw up?
Shut up. Oh, wow. Elizabeth.
Shut up.
Don't speak. Elizabeth Hurley hosted season one, and she's awesome and she's gorgeous and she can fucking talk. And then one of their episodes was like, "Hey, guess what? You get to make a fat dress for Kelly Osbourne." And
she's such a train wreck.
And then she's on that episode, and it's painful listening to her for an episode. Season two starts, and she's the goddamn host. And
she went into rehab last week.
She's
good
again.
Maybe
she's like
did she at least
retarded? Or
did
something.
She at least do a whole lot of meth first so she could lose some of that weight so she can look good on television?
No,
she
lost some weight actually. I'm sure from drug use. But
not enough.
Wow.
Wow, that's
I think
cold.
She's skinnier than you.
That's so
okay,
cold.
That's not true at all.
Have you seen her recently?
No,
she
I have
looks
no
kind of drugged out. You should. I mean, she looks good. She looks really good. She looks good. She looks kind of high.
If she's
kinda
gonna host a show called Project Runway,
she should
Runway, she should at least like strive.
Commit to the part. To the bit.
Have you seen
exactly.
those timeline pictures of Amy Winehouse? How she looked.
Oh God.
She did drugs.
Oh God, that's
she
terrible.
Was gorgeous.
Have you noticed
before
how
she did drugs?
No one has talked about her music in the last year and a half.
She's gonna be in Coachella, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like
which
there was like
weird.
Yeah, there was like oh my God, everyone.
She's gonna be in the crowd like smoking a J. Like what are you talking
I don't
about?
I think weed could get her high at this point. I
well, no, like she those are her cigarettes
like in the eyeball. Maybe
it's really sad because her music's
it out.
Really good.
Yeah, but remember when she came out? It was like oh my God, she's young. And she sounds like she's like an 80-year-old black woman, and she's awesome. And then, like, the next day,
her
it was
music
like,
is fantastic.
She keeps forgetting all of her words and then
it's
leaving
really
her concerts
sad.
In the middle of them. And then
yeah.
the next day, it was like,
yeah.
she's naked and high.
I've seen, like, those little, like, on the superficial. She begs, like, tourists for alcohol because the bar
yeah.
stops serving her.
Yeah. There was one recently where they said that she keeps propositioning hotel guests for sex.
Nice.
Are you serious?
She'll walk into the lobby of whatever hotel she's staying at and go up to people and ask them to have three ways with her.
Oh my God.
And then the hotel's like, you have to leave.
Vomit. Oh, vomit.
Talking to the guests, right?
So anyway,
they're not going to kick her out.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse is staying here. You have to leave. You've disrupted her
Get
stay.
Get out.
So who would you replace as the host of Australian
Crocodile
Dundee?
Honestly, I can't answer that question.
Isn't what's
Daniel
her
Feldspar,
name?
A stereotypically Australian
oh,
dragon?
Sure, whatever.
Isn't what's her name from Greece, Australian? What's her name? From Greece.
Greece?
Yes, girl.
The main chick from Greece is Australian.
Wow, right? Wait, she has three names.
Olivia Newton-John.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I was
Elton
totally
John's daughter.
Shut up. God, now I want to watch Xanadu again.
I've never seen that.
It's so good.
Is that about roller skates?
This is the part of the show where it just devolves into nothing.
More or less, yes.
This should be the post show.
Xanadu.
Is it a musical?
Yes.
Oh.
Xanadu.
Thank you.
Now we are here.
Thank you, Wahoo.
What
next? Are we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, Project
you know,
Runway.
You know, Anna Torv's Australian.
Who?
From Fringe. She's
really?
Australian. Yeah.
Maybe that's why
hey,
I hate her American acting.
Maybe.
I meant to ask.
She's not good at it.
Is Pregnant Girl from Lost, is she really Australian? I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Claire?
Okay. Yeah. She really is Australian?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I forget.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Okay.
She has a really hard accent, too. Like, it's harshly Australian.
But,
Oi, oi, oi!
God damn it. It was just a matter of time.
Shrimp in the bobby! Oi, oi, oi!
Swear to God.
Me baby!
You shall thrice lay me!
Jack, you've got to save me baby and Charlie!
God, her voice was tough. I'm glad she died.
Hey! Charlie! I trust you this episode, Charlie, but I don't trust you next episode, Charlie. And that's the real reason why the plane went down.
Don't steal me, baby, Charlie.
She kept yelling.
Moments before that, the pilot just, like, they show him going,
fuck
God
it.
Damn it.
Taking everyone with me.
Oh,
we're all going to die.
I clicked off of it. It's.
What did you find?
I just got
the new Adam Savage porn.
No, I just got new goat seed.
Oh, what was it?
I'm not opening that again.
Oh my god.
That horrified me.
One of the readers tried to get me to look at one guy, one cup, and I'm like, what do you think I'm new? You think I'm new to the internet? You can't pull that shit on me. You think I just got here?
You're going to pull an internet wedgie on
you. Yeah, one of the readers in the chat sent me that little surprise. And he's very happy with himself right now.
What was it?
We'll call it Goatsy for the new generation, okay. And we'll like leave
Pepsi.
It at that.
Like Pepsi.
Right, yeah.
Rebranding?
Was there any Orify being stretched?
Yes.
Okay. If something phased you, it had to, was there like a baby involved? Like,
no, dude, I'm cool with babies.
I get off of that all the time.
What?
What? Dude, what the hell, Joel?
Into the show.
Nothing is sexier than natural childbirth.
I'm going to switch the...
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I've seen pictures. Oh. It's terrible. Somebody actually posted them on the internet. Oh,
you
there
know,
was blood everywhere.
Someday you might have one and you'll have to experience it firsthand.
No, it won't look like that.
Well, then you should just adopt a robot now.
That's where the paperwork is going.
You get first preference being, you know, Asian. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast is over. Thank you for ending it for me, Eli. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for joining us live. We'll be doing the post show next, and in the post show, we'll talk about the best ways that TV tries to replace curse words.
We're not talking about Lost?
The show's over. What were we talking about? Oh, you just wanted to like, talk about it in general?
I did.
Okay, maybe next time. You should have said something before I said this is the end of the show.
I didn't know you were serious.
Whatever.
You kept saying that like
end of the show.
An hour ago.
We're also going to talk about the movies that you guys liked about a lone guy that has to kill everybody, such as Taken.
What else is there?
Check out HijinxandSueStore.com for shirts and prints and other good shit. And check out Vault.HijinxandSue.com for access to this post show and desktops. I just posted a bunch of new desktops, iPhone wallpapers, and other cool stuff. So check those out. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone can eat shit! A big bag of shit! I'm the greatest man in the world! Woo!
Just unnecessary.
I love that clip. Wait, let's take a break real quick.
Yeah. Because I got a shit.
Man, I gotta go piss before your shit, because... I'm not mixing my shit with your
piss. That's what you get for not sitting close to the door.
I'm just leaving. It's going. I'm like through the walls.
Through the baby's room. Aw, baby.
Boot.
Face.
Oh, there was blood everywhere.